Blog Talk Radio.
Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, and right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Surprise y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To give a piece to the piece, it's time to call blow.
Yeah.
The raspberry wind is fresh and flavorful. Insatiable eardrums, taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the clash with me. Better leave all your doors and all half the week.
Right.
Positive or motivational track to see successful guests promote a self-mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Greetings, everyone. I want to say welcome to the remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in the remix. I want to say welcome, everyone, to the forum tonight. It is so good to be here and to be live in the remix tonight on Sunday night. And guess what? I believe you guys can hear me okay. I know there are some people in the chat room, so I do want to take a check with all of the remix listeners in the chat room just to make sure that sound is loud and clear and you guys can hear me loud and clear. So if you're in the chat room, let me know that you definitely can hear me loud and clear. So I don't know if you guys can hear me yet, so I guess we'll see. In just a moment. Okay, thank you for that. You guys can hear me loud and clear. Beautiful, beautiful. Welcome to the remix, everyone. Glad to have you here. Live in the remix this Sunday night. Oh, my goodness. And the phone lines are filling up if they have not already filled up. I want to let you guys know the chat room is open. So I definitely want to invite you, no matter where you're listening from, to come on over to the chat room as well. And the Remix family will make you feel right at home. All you have to do is come to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Remix, all one word, and come in the chat room. If you're a guest and you're joining us for the very first time, let me just go ahead and say I welcome you to the Remix. Welcome all of our guests who are joining us for the very first time. Know that all you have to do is click the link at the very, very bottom. Click the link, sign up, come in, tell us who you are, and the Remix family will make you feel right at home. Wow. Sunday night, you guys, can you believe it? What an amazing weekend. I don't know about you guys, but it's been busy. The weather is changing. I am loving it. Opened up all the windows and the doors today. Did a little funky, jazzy funk sway tonight. Just let the air come in and just let the air flow out. It's just been a beautiful feeling for this weekend and this energy. And I'm really glad to, as we say, start the weekend, end the weekend, whatever you want to call it in your world, depending on what side of the world you're on, to do that at this time. So it's good to be here and to be in the remix with you guys. 646-652-2711 is the number to call if you want to call in. I want to give a shout out to all of our international listeners. I want to do that as well. And just welcome you. So no matter where you're listening from, I know the UK is listening. I know Amsterdam is listening. I know Japan is listening. Big hug and kiss to Brother Mark and his family out there in Japan. And the rest of the family listening in Japan. It's so good to hear you and to see you guys. Also, I want to invite you, if you have not listened to the show, you know Brother Panic came on Friday night. Definitely, I invite you to go and download. Download that show or download all of the remix shows that have been there because it is so many that is in the archives, so many guests, brothers and sisters, from all over the world that you can actually go and download and to get the shows yourself. You can download them from iTunes. You can download them right here from Blog Talk Radio, The Remix, right here. You can download it from here, too, and you can have it. You can put it into your own personal collection. Boy, we have some things that we're going to be covering and we're going to be doing tonight. I'm kind of excited. I'm excited. It seems like we have all of these little kinks and everything worked out when it comes to sound. So I'm really, really excited about that. And I'm just excited to connect with you guys. It's always an honor and a pleasure when we get together because this is where we began to do all of our work. And you guys work so hard. I get your emails. I get your letters. I get your phone calls. I get everything that you guys are sharing with me. And we don't take that lightly, I say myself and Sister Munya. It's an honor to just have you guys be able to share that information because ultimately we are all here working together and doing our work. We're on our own paths, but we're doing our work together. So that does my heart well, and it makes me smile. I would not be Miss Blue if I didn't tell you guys about who watched football tonight. You know, football was kicked off tonight in a very big way. Lots of games going on. You know, I love football. I love sports. I mean, I will never miss an opportunity to see a bunch of brothers really kind of run around and have some good fun. And all I got to do is sit back and watch. So I love football. I like to watch it. It helps to relax me. You know, it has this intense moment of going up and down. It's just really fun to do, you know. It's a part of living, and I enjoy that. I think our world would be a better place if we had more brothers playing football. But that's just my opinion, you know, kind of get a little aggression out, you know, work up some energy, a nice sweat, you know, some good things going on, good way to release some of that energy. All right, you guys, so as we're going to continue, we got a lot of things that we're going to be talking about tonight. I hear you guys calling out your teams, the Bears, Esther. I hear you guys in the chat room. Yes, the Eagles did their thing. Yes, yes, yes. You know, the Saints played, the Cowboys. Yes, everybody was doing their thing. Yeah, they were showing out tonight. They definitely was. They were showing out in a very, very big way. Tonight is all about cosmic, Akashic record waves. And I'm going to tell you guys about why this is so important that we tap into this energy of the cosmic Akashic record waves. We'll talk about that and we'll go into more details as we get further into the show. There are some things that we're going to be covering here tonight. Let's talk about them really, really quick, okay? So here are some of the things that we're going to be talking about. And I'm really excited about a lot of these, you guys. Tonight, of course, we're going to be doing a vision quest. And I like doing these vision quests, and you guys love them too, because I get all of your feedback. I get your feedback that you send to Question for Blue, me and Sister Munya. We read that. The transformations you've had over the last couple of shows. I know there was one sister, she emailed me and told me that the last vision quest that we did, where we were able to connect with our soul tribe, it was so enlightening to her and uplifting. The next day, she actually ran into one person, and she met him in the grocery store that she had seen in her vision that was a part, that is a part. There is a part. I'm sorry, I'm just getting downloads from everywhere, you guys. It's a real Akashic night tonight. Downloads are coming from everywhere. So that she actually seen in her vision quest that we did on the show the other week. And there was a brother that told me in his vision quest, you know, he's seen this place. He didn't know what this building was. And it was really, he's seen it sort of in the background where some of the people were coming from. And he said he did not know what this building was while he was driving to work, and he actually passed this building. He went inside, and when he went inside, it was a place, it was actually a factory, and in that factory, he ended up applying for a job, and he got a job, and he had been looking for a job for 2 years. So these vision quests that we do them for very specific reasons. I know that they work. This is not something that Miss Blue made up, or even that I can take credit for, nor do I want to. It is something that our ancestors knew, and they've been doing these vision quests for a long time. They even had what was called dream temples that was in ancient Kemet. And you would go into these dream temples at night, and you could actually really set yourself up for a dream, a vision quest, or whatever you want to call it, to really help you answer questions that was going on in your life at that particular time, to connect you with people that you needed to meet. You know, these are vision quests for things of the future, to answer questions about your health and your well-being. A lot of times when there are things going on, even when I'm doing the holistic reading and someone is having an issue, I do a vision quest for them. And I go into these particular vision quests, and I do a vision quest, and I actually do a scan on their bodies. Those of you who've had sacred sessions that I've done body scans for, or those of you who've had the holistic readings, I do the body scan. And in the body scan, I go into a vision quest, and it really shows me. I really get into their records, and it shows me what is needed for their healing. And these vision quests are powerful. If you lend your heart to them, and this is so important, to open up your heart and to open up your mind, to really come with a pure heart and a pure mind. This is something that Brother Bobby Hemmett has talked about for years, about the way into these mystery systems is to come with a pure heart, to come with the heart of a child. And this is why so many of you that have wrote me, that have sent me notes, you've either hit me up on Facebook to tell me, you've even called me, or you've even sent it to Question for Blue to let me know how life-changing this is. And this is life-changing because you are doing the work. You're really, really doing it. So I'm excited about the vision quest that we're going to be doing tonight, because we're going to go to one of my favorite places, and you guys will get to travel with me, and we're going to have a lot of fun. Of course, I wouldn't be Miss Blue if I didn't do what you guys wanted me to do. So we'll be doing some live readings tonight, but we're going to be doing this in a way that we've never, ever done it before. So that's another good thing. So lots of channels and downloads is going to be coming. You may even be getting the downloads and channels as we're right here on the show. So what I want you guys to do, for everyone who has a Kim deck, I want you to pull out your Kim deck and have it with you during the show. A couple of times through the show, I'm going to have you pull a card from the Kim deck as well, so that you can have your card too. But I want you to go get your Kim deck. So if you have your Kim deck, get your Kim decks out and get them, because we're going to be doing some work tonight. And for those of you who don't have your Kim deck, no worries, no worries whatsoever. I will be pulling cards for you as well too. So it is so good to be here tonight. And I have a surprise for you guys. Yes, Miss Blue's been keeping a little secret here. And it's part of the reason why I haven't been able to be as active on Twitter as I want, or Facebook as I want, because of this. So the readings always keep me busy, and the sessions have been amazing. I want to kind of give you an update, and I love to give these updates on the sessions because you guys give me so much updates. And this really, really just helps to keep this balance. And so here's the thing. Last week when I did sessions, because I try not to do sessions on Saturdays, but you guys know that doesn't always work. I did have a free weekend this weekend, and I'm very thankful for that. But last week's sessions, amazing. I met some amazing brothers and sisters from all across the globe. A sister who's originally from South America who is amazing, and I'm sure you guys will get to meet her. A very powerful sister, gave lots of confirmations to me as I was giving her confirmations in her reading. And it's always good to know what is going on in your world when we connect. So these readings, these sacred sessions, are really very sacred. Lots of babies, beautiful babies with great energy coming to the planet, doing that. Lots of Akashic record readings. We have so many teachers, so many healers out there, so many people who are really will be entering the lecture scene and doing lectures, so many channelers out there. And I'm just excited to be able to connect with you guys And to know that, and to know that. And yes, someone is asking if I can give the answer to the question about what the two states have in common that we didn't get a chance to get to. Yes, we'll do that tonight because we had some issues with communication. Now, we know that everything that happens on a physical level, that there is a backstory. There is an occult reason for it happening. And I can tell you guys, I got my answer on Saturday, and I know this is why it is so clear tonight. I know this is why we can hear clear tonight. I know this is why you guys can hear me clear tonight. And so I am so excited about that. Let's see. I got so many surprises tonight, I can barely contain myself, but I'm going to stay focused on this. I do want to tell you guys, the readings are amazing. They are amazing, and it is a system that the ancestors have shown me that has been set up. I know this is the work that I came to the planet to do, a big part of it. And so these sacred sessions, when you guys send me back your reflection, and even from the Akashic Record reading, the God Goddess and Merit Akashic Record reading, you've heard everyone talk about it, Brother Panic, you guys, the testimonies, yourself, all of that, you guys, and those of you who have had it, I've seen your transformation as you've grown and you've evolved from doing your work. So I love that. Here is an acronym that I want to, I've started to adapt. I have a lot of them, but here's a good one as we get into this. And the acronym, and you guys know I love this word right here, is magic. Magic. And magic means so many things to me for so many reasons. You know, magic is really all about living life with a purpose. So I'm going to give you guys another thing to add on to magic, and you're going to love this as well. And here's the acronym for magic. Magic is make a greater individual commitment. This is what magic is. When you begin to make a greater individual commitment to yourself, you are operating inside the realms of magic. You are living life with a perfect purpose. So I want you guys, and that is perfect, I want you guys to remember that. Magic, make a greater individual commitment. When you think about magic, that's what I want you to think about. It is time. So when Miss Blue says to you, know your magic, that means you need to make a greater individual commitment to yourself, to your work and what you're doing. So get into your magic, know your magic. That is the theme for the magic. So I wanted to pass that on to you guys. And I'm glad you guys love it. I loved it too. When I heard that and that came to me, I just was like, this is too perfect. This is really too perfect. Your work is your proof of your commitment. And so tonight we're actually going to be celebrating. I bet you guys didn't know that. It's a celebration going on here. I told you a couple of shows ago that we were moving into the era of origin. We're moving into that era of origin. This is all about the genius in you. We talked about this last year and coming into this year. It's no longer good enough to just bring the right hemisphere or just bring the left hemisphere. It's about bringing the best of everything that you had to the table and really showing your genius. This is what the world is calling for now. So this is a beautiful, beautiful time that we're in. Okay, you guys, so let's keep going. So the reading in the past week, I noticed that there has been some particular patterns going on. And, you know, this is something me and Sister Munya often talk about during the sessions and the readings. And I've even shared this with Esther and a few of you guys as well, too, that I noticed that there'll be patterns that happen, lots of patterns that go on in the readings. Like for the week, there'll be a theme. Matter of fact, Sister Munya does a lot of her channeling because she pulls in the theme for the week. And she'll tell me what that theme is. Here's the theme for the week. This theme for this week is going to be all about children and family. And that theme, sure enough, comes across. It comes across. But there's another collective consciousness pattern that's going on. And this is about everyone really recognizing at this particular moment, and I want you guys to tell me, particularly those of you who are in the chat room, if you've been feeling this. I know that we're doing our work, our proof is our commitment to that, and we're moving forward, but how many of you have really been feeling that you're going to the next level, not just taking a step, but really just going to a whole new level, you know? Patterns really are mirrors of the universal shift. So the shifts that are going on in the universe, great. You guys, I see everybody in the chat room. You guys can feel it. Yes, you can feel it. Remember, patterns are really just a mirror of what is going on in the universe. That's the true as above, so below. And so that's what you're feeling. It is really you going to that next level. This is a great time to seize this moment and begin to line yourself up with this energy and get to this next level, you know? You know, to get to this next level, you know, get to this next level. So we have the synchronicities, which happens in our lives all the time. But then there's a time where you begin to feel this energy as it begins to build up inside of you. And it's quite different than just what you were feeling yesterday or the day before yesterday or what you felt last week. This is something different that you don't get all the time. I notice in a lot of the sacred session readings that I've been doing, a lot of people are at the time of new beginnings. So we have our individual, which I call sort of the micro level of our shift. And then we have the macro level of our shift. And so all of these different changes and shiftings, I've been getting letters from brothers and sisters all over the country, as far as Poland, telling me that they've just entered into a new job, or maybe they moved into a new house, or maybe they started a new relationship, or they took their relationship to the next level, you know, so a lot of things. So with these different things, what happens is sometimes relationships change. Maybe there are some things in your life that need to be ended, and these things are coming to an end. You know, there are all kinds of things. Maybe you've been working on healing yourself for so long, but now you can finally feel all of this work that you began to put in. And so this is the pattern that I've been noticing, is that this is really about going to the next level, and this is really where we are. We are in the aura. And let me say it, because sometimes, you know, Miss Blue and her words, it doesn't always come across, but we are in the aura gen. We are in the aura gen. This was the channel that I got. The aura gen is the combination of your aura, you guys, and your genius. These two coming together. It is proof of your work and your commitment to doing your work. It's going to show up. Everyone's origin is showing up. And so I'm just excited about that. I wanted to share that with you guys right there. The sound is going in and out. Anybody else having sound problems? Sound should be good for you. If you're having some problems, I want you to just adjust where you are. The sound is nice and clear, nice and clear, nice and clear. All right, so here we go. I also want to talk about the audio workbook. Now, for those of you who have the audio workbook, and at this point it's thousands of you, I have some special things I'm planning for that as well. But I want to kind of bring your attention to the audio workbook, because there are some things that you can actually begin to do that is going to help you with the shift that you're feeling right now. And so for those of you who have the Know Your Magic audio workbook, and if you don't have it, let me tell you how to get there. Go to www.msblueblast.com, and it'll take you there. It is a downloadable 4-hour audio workbook, and It's everything about knowing your magic, helping you get into your magic. There are two sections that you really want to focus on with the audio workbook. And those two sections in the audio workbook is creation magic. You want to focus on that during this time. So I know a lot of you, because there really is no order for you to begin to work with the audio workbook. You can start. Many people are still on section one or two or three or four. Some people started on section four. Wherever your spirit leads you, and thank you for putting that up, Esther, for the chat room, but wherever your spirit leads you. But the sections you want to work on is going to be creation magic. And the first part that really will help you during this origin, during you moving yourself to the next level, is going to be how to create magic in your life, understanding signs and symbols, and how to tap more into your subconscious mind using everyday magic. And then just having sort of what I call play with juicy juices and rotten apple. It will teach you how to connect with your inner oracle, which everyone has an oracle in them. So begin to just work with that. Section one is another great section. The other section that I'm going to tell you that's really going to be that really will help you with the time that we're in is it's time to get naked. It's time to get naked. And I know you guys love this. Sandra, I know this is one of your favorite sections. I'm going to call you out because I know she's out there. Sandra, by the way, Sandra, I know you got that Kundalini water going, and you put that picture up on the Remix family group, so you'll have to tell us how that's been going for you. But I want you guys to... Well, it could mean losing it. We'll talk about what it means to lose it. This, and a very good question, Creative Goddess asks, does this new beginning mean losing it, losing first? Sometimes what seems to be a loss, remember that's a mindset. This is why these things that I'm giving you, these tools that I'm giving you, is showing you how to keep yourself centered, how to keep yourself grounded, and how to begin to line yourself up with this cosmic wave of energy that's coming. And creation magic from the audio workbook is one of the ways to begin to do that, because it tells you how to create magic in your life. And we know that magic making is to make a greater individual commitment. That's what the magic is. It goes in detail. I take you step by step by step. It's a lot of work. But I guarantee you there is absolutely no one out there that has done the audio workbook that has not seen major transformation and growth because of their work, and they are the proof of that. Section two, it's time to get naked. This is a great section here because this is about you understanding your blueprint. We all have divine blueprints that are connected with us. This also, it's time to get naked, teaches you and shows you how to dance with your dark side. You know, we like to dance with the lighter side, but dancing with your dark side. It's also for codes to help you understand your dreams. And this part I love right here so much, and I know you guys who've done this love it, and how to release your cosmic orgasm. This cosmic orgasm that you'll be releasing is tied to your origin. See, even when I did this a year and a half ago, it may even be 2 years ago now, maybe last year, earlier this year, I can't even remember. This cosmic orgasm is your origin. This is how you connect to your origin. So these are some of the things for those of you who are going to the next level, to begin to work on with yourself, to get into this energy, to align yourself up with this energy. Everything, your dreams are going to become more lucid at this particular time. And I want you guys to know that you need to start the dream journal. Start the dream journal. Now, I have the dream journal app where you can actually begin to do that. To send me your dreams. It's on the Android market. The brother Mark did that Android app for me, as well as the Remix app. But you can get into all of these things, and the Know Your Magic audio workbook is a great source for you tapping in and to begin to align yourself. Know that there will never be a void in this universe. Absolutely no void in this universe. It doesn't exist. So don't find yourself in any voided situation. All the tools and things that you need are available to you, are available to you. So pay close attention to all the signs on the earth. Particularly, it's going to be a lot of things happening in the air and a lot of things happening on the earth. We've seen this with the tornadoes. Some of the predictions I made for last year that we would have a lot of floods going on this year, fires going on. We started this year. So now I'm telling you guys, it's all about the air because we're tapping into the ether and we're tapping into cosmic energy. We're riding the cosmic wave. For those of you who have to know your magic deck, you know how to ride the cosmic wave. We're riding that cosmic wave right now. So the air, pay attention to those signs in the air. It is time to look in the air. You're going to see a lot of these things in the air, a lot in the air. So now I've been getting your feedback from everyone who has the Know Your Magic audio workbook, and boy, you guys have wrote a book in itself just telling me what is going on and what things are happening to you as you journey through your own path and journey with the audio workbook, and I love it. I just want to say thank you for that. We're going to have to do something very special just for the audio workbook. Time to get naked. Yes, Tibet, it is. So next now, we're going to talk about the Kim deck. Now, here's the deal. I want to talk to you guys about the Kim deck. I know a lot of you just got your decks this week. And every single week, let me tell you how it's rolling with the Kim deck. The Kim deck goes out the orders once a week. We send them out on a Monday. So for those of you who are on the fence thinking about the Kim deck, you can always go look and you can see what others are saying about the Kim deck. Just go to www.msblueblast.com/cards. And you can begin. I have heard stories from other readers who are other psychic readers. They're using the Kim deck. Others who are healers, they're using the Kim deck. The Kim deck has been used by children. There is no learning curve with the Kim deck. I also will send you via email. You will get an hour audio that goes along with it, plus all of my channels. You know, I did the Kim deck with the amazing sister, Pure Feminine Energy, who did the artwork, and along with another brother, and put this together based on a channel that I got. And so the Kim deck is the Know Your Magic. Again, making a greater individual commitment to yourself. A Know Your Magic deck. It's an oracle deck. It's not a tarot deck, it's an oracle deck. So the Kim deck really helps you to attune your own energy, your own clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentience, any of the clairs that you want to begin to get out there. And this is going to help you attune that. I've had people use the Kim deck that said it saved their wife's life before they actually began to go to the hospital. I've seen people say that they, and you can read these over on the site as well, that they have even been able to use the Kim deck to know what herbs and different things they needed to take to heal themselves, to answer questions. It will do all of that because you're using your own energy. So that's what I want you guys to begin to do. I want you to do that. Dream. You want to get insight into your dreams? The Kim deck. Work with it. The Know Your Magic Oracle deck. Powerful. So go to www, and I'm going to say this again for those who are asking, www.msblueblast.com/cards. And you can pick up your Kim deck and you can begin to read that. It's using your own energy. Yes, it's using your own energy. It's for those who want to be able to see this reflection. Oracle decks and oracles have been around since the beginning of time. It's not something new. And you're always going to be using your own energy, you understand? And the Kim deck is a way for you to begin to get this energy and to have it in place the way that it needs to be in place. To tune yourself up, it keeps you current in your magic. This is your work, and it keeps you current in your magic. So thousands have ordered it from all over the country and all over the world, and so it's just an honor to, for those of you who are really serious about doing your work, getting into that. So I definitely thank you guys for that. All right, you guys. So now, lots of things to cover. So now we have a surprise. But before we get to the surprise, I want to send some love out to all who has taken the Kim Biz class. I want to send my love out to them. As you guys know, the second class has graduated. Another amazing group of brothers and sisters from all across the world, international as well, that was a part of the Kim Business class, which is about the business of self. It is a completely new way of doing business. And I just want to commend every single one of you who have been able to embark on this very powerful journey. So big ups to everyone, all of the graduates. And by the way, big ups to all of you who are in Brother Panic's class as well, too. You know, Brother Panic came on Sunday. He talked about his class. And we want to give a big shout out to him and everyone who's participating in his business class. It is so much going on right now, you guys, for you all to begin to get and take yourself into this energy. It's lots of magic everywhere, so know that it's there. So I want to give a big ups to all of the everyone who's graduated, the Kimites, as we call them, the Kimpreneurs, the chemistry class, you know, of everyone coming out of that, and congratulations to you guys for that. I want to say that definitely. And also a big surprise me and Brother Bilal have in the whole Kim business staff for everyone who graduated from the Kim business class. Look, check your emails tonight and tomorrow because we got a big surprise for you. And then for the first class that graduates, we have something very special that we're putting together. We've been in the Kundalini Lab working on it for the first class that graduated. So something special coming up this week for you guys in the Kundalini Lab that you'll be able to tap into that. So just more magic for you guys. All right. If I had a drum roll, I would do a drum roll right now because I have something I want to announce. I have something I want to announce. I have something that I want to announce that I've kind of kept a secret from you guys, and it's kind of hard for me to keep a secret from the Remix family, but I've been keeping a little secret here. I'm going to let it out, and then we're going to dance, and we're going to get into some magic. But I want to tell you guys the secret. I've been keeping a very big secret. And this secret that I've been keeping, oh, my goodness. Oh, I can barely contain myself. The secret that I've been keeping is I was working on a project. I got another channel. I got this channel a while back. And I really was allowing myself to sit with it, because that's important too. A lot of times I get so many channels, I have books next to my bed, in my bathroom, in the kitchen, in my car. You know, I just keep these things where channels are coming through. And some of them I have given away. I've given a lot of those channels away here for you guys and your life and your work. And then some of those, okay, and some of those I know it's actually for me. And this particular channel, I remember when it came through, I got the chills everywhere. And then a big smile came on my face. And then I got so many confirmations. like the next day, the next week, once I began to put things in motion and put them in action. It wasn't easy because as you guys, I know you're busy. I talk to you every day, all day in the readings, and you tell me how busy your lives are, and I know you guys are busy, and I'm busy too. So I know we're always working on things. Tonight is about a celebration, and I want to start and say that for many different reasons. Because there's so many times that we don't take the time to stop and recognize the things that we have accomplished, you know, the work that we have put out that we've done. It's not just about making things better. It's not just about do, 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 do. It's not just about that. It's about being able to reflect and bringing yourself current where you are. You know, everything that I'm about is inner magic. I've always been about it. Before I knew the name of Inner Magic, before I knew the name of everything that I was doing, in my heart, that's what it was about. I knew that. You know, even Brother Panic came on, and he talked about, he said, I don't remember his exact words, but it was something like, blue is convincing. And I said to him, no, it's not convincing, because I'm not here to convince you. Or myself, for that matter, it's about knowing. And we all know when you take the seat of the knower, sometimes that's challenging, sometimes that's tough. Sometimes as the knower, you have to really get yourself in the position where you can be not knowing, or others can think you not know, just because you're not saying. Everything is not meant to be exposed. Everything is not meant to come out of your mouth. You understand? Everything is not always meant for that. Some things are purely sacred. They're sacred to stay within your heart, to stay within your spirit, and to just live in the essence of who you are. And for me, that's what I'm all about. I'm about that. You guys know I hold these sessions sacred. I even hold the remix sacred. I hold my connection between each and every one of you sacred. That is very sacred to me. And things that are sacred, I hold them special. I hold them in a special place because they are truly, truly sacred. And so I'm excited about this project, like all the other projects that I've worked on. But I want you guys to begin to think right now with me as I get ready to share this with you. I want you to think about all the things that have been sacred to you, that you've accomplished, that you've done the work for, you know, whether you got that inspiration from the remix or, you know, you connected with someone or just something that just purely came from you. I want us to begin to give ourselves credit for the things that we've accomplished, because sometimes looking ahead, it can seem dark. You understand? And sometimes people around us, I don't care how well they think they know us, they really don't know what's living inside of your heart. And to some degree, they're not supposed to. They're not supposed to. Because the only person that can truly be there in your heart is you. That's how you take the seat of the knower. That's how you can sit in that seat and you can be comfortable to where you are. You can be comfortable where you are. You can feel good about what is going on in your life despite what the outside world shows you, despite what anyone says, despite what anyone does. And so I want to share that from my heart to you guys' heart. I know you guys feel me on that. And so now I'm so excited. Are you ready? Here we go. Okay, so I got this channel, right? And I really didn't understand it when it first hit me. It was so overwhelming for me. I couldn't even imagine it. But it's real. And the crazy thing is I want to send love out to everyone in the Kim Business class, because me working to do what so many of you guys have asked me about is really to put together a class. You know, I've been talking about the Kim Business class or classes even coming out of the Kundalini last year. We were talking about classes. And so those classes have already manifested themselves, but just getting in and really being in a pure heart, just being open and being open and being in a pure heart, lots of different things have come. And this inspiration here is truly laying close to my heart. This is what I call, now brace yourself. I'm going to tell you to brace yourself on this, okay? It's called Dump It. Now, I'm going to spell it out for you. I'm going to tell you the concept. It's called Dump It. Just like that, Dump It. Dump It. Now, let me tell you about Dump It, what Dump It is. Dump It is a place that no matter where you are in this world or other world or beyond world, that you can come and you can release negative energy, negative thoughts, anything that you want to release from yourself, you can come and dump it. You can dump it in a very sacred place. You can dump it in a place that's going to be safe. You can dump it in a place where you're not going to be judged. You can dump it in a place where nobody is going to come back and tell you that you're doing some low-level shit. You can dump it in a place and just release it. Dump it. Once you've dumped it, what will happen is that you will get a reflection, a divine channel that will open up and really send you the positive energy to fill that space. Here's one of the things that I speak about often, and those of you who have had readings from me, you know this too. And that is, I believe, even when I'm doing sort of what I call sort of these surgical healing sessions in the holistic healing, I believe if you take some energy out, you need to put something positive in its place. So if you're dumping this negative energy, you need to put something positive back into that space, back into your aura gen. You get it? You have to put something positive there. So these channels that will come back based upon whatever it is you dump, you will get a divine channel. Now, here's the other great part. There's going to be what we call a DI team. These are going to be live individual people who have been divinely appointed, which means it won't be by me, divinely appointed to work behind the scenes for these channels of everything that has gotten dumped. I'm telling this information to the Remix family first, because a lot of you will be on this divine team. I already seen it. I already know it. I already know it. A lot of you, some of you from the Kim Business class, some of you who are just come here and listen to the Remix from time to time, some of you I don't even know. You will be a part of this DI team that will give these channels back. This is going to be bigger than the Remix, which is really, really big. We know we already have almost 2 million listeners. It's going to be bigger than the Remix. This is something that's going to be a worldwide campaign. I already have some amazing people who are working with me behind the scenes, and I'm getting all emotional now just talking about it. Somebody said, holy shit. But I already have an amazing team that's working with me on Dump It, and many of you. I'm going to be looking for a lot of the DI team members somewhere around the end of October. So now, the developer is an amazing brother that we met some years ago. Some years ago. And he's amazing. And the great thing is, as I began to put the pieces together for DI, all of the individuals started to begin to come into place. And working behind the scenes with Sister Munya, of course, working with Brother Falau, and working with many of you guys, the Kim Business Class was also a very big part of bringing this Dump It concept together. But I want to tell you about this universal mirror that will always give you the confirmation you need. The day that I secured the things that I needed to secure for Dump It and began to pull things together, the very next day, there was an announcement on Yahoo that talked about how Bill Gates would be investing billions of dollars into Dumping It. And my heart dropped because I thought, oh, wait a minute. Once I read the article, I realized where the universal synchronicity was going on with this concept of Dump It. So the project that Bill Gates was working on is he's getting these recycled toilets where people who live in very remote areas and remote countries that do not have access to a place to use a sanitized place to use the bathroom, they're coming up with a plumbing system and a toilet so that people can dump it. But that was also that very divine confirmation to me that not only do we need to dump things in the physical, but we also have to dump things in the spiritual. So this concept of DI lets you know that you no longer need to hold on to any bullshit. Dump it as soon as possible. And Dump It is here. Dump It is here. You get to dump it. So this will be a place where all over the world, I've even had brothers and sisters who speak different languages come to me without even knowing about DI, telling me that they want to do translation for me. So I have Spanish. I have someone who speaks Korean. I have these different languages. So all of this is coming together. This is the celebration, the Dump It. You understand? The Dump It. Dump it as soon as possible. We need to dump this. This is going to be a place, a universal cosmic place where we can begin to recycle these things. Recycle these things over. So the brother that I'm working with is the brother Chris. He is amazing. He is a graphic developer and program creator. I don't know what to call him other than a god, because that's what he is. I brought the concept to him, but he sent me an email the very morning I woke up after securing some things with Dump It and told me if I wanted him to work on the project, just to let him know. He is a god. He truly is a divine God. And so he's been working behind the scenes to get all of these things ready because he already knows he was on board immediately, as well as many of you will be and have even expressed right here tonight about DI, about Dump It, about this Dump It. This is something that will be worldwide. It's going to open up the universe, the cosmos, for everyone. It doesn't matter where you're from. It doesn't matter your background. It doesn't matter your religion. It doesn't matter what you look like. It doesn't matter what you think. It doesn't matter what you believe. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter where you come from. And it doesn't matter where you're going. You'll be able to dump it. Dump it. Dump it. And that's what we need to do. So tonight we are here to celebrate everyone's accomplishments, everyone's accomplishments. And there's so many out there. So my heart is just getting overfilled with joy at this very moment because I can feel everyone's accomplishments. As I was getting ready for this show tonight, I could feel every single one of you, all of the things that you've accomplished over the course of the last 2 years, just really, really beginning to come together. We're taking a victory lap tonight. We're taking a victory lap. Each one of you, all of us, is taking this victory lap. We're so busy chasing. Let's stop for a moment and enjoy what we've accomplished. We haven't done that in a long time. We're celebrating tonight. Tonight is about that moment of celebrating, and we're going to do it in a big way. We're doing it in a very, very big way. So everyone gets to take their lap tonight, their victory lap. We get to take it tonight. And taking it in such a very, very beautiful way. And so Sister Munya has been with me going crazy through this whole dump it thing. Brother Bilal through this whole dump it thing. Me trying to put the pieces together and just really getting support. And from all of you guys, too. So this is why I haven't been able to be on Facebook and all of these. It's really just trying to get things in order and line them up in their divine time. Their divine time, and still continue on our journey. So tonight we're going to be celebrating. So dump it, you guys. I love it. I love it so much. So dump it, the victory lap. Okay, so tonight is pretty deep. Tonight is very, very deep, very deep. Tonight is the deep night. And we're going to dance. And because tonight is a deep night, we're going to do a deep dance, okay? So here's what I want everybody to do. I want you to get yourself up. That's right. Get yourself up. Get yourself up. And we're going to dance. We're going to dance. We're going to move around, and we're going to do this. We have a very, very special vision quest coming up, too, that is powerful, that we're going to be doing. So I want us to really work that energy. This is our victory lap. We're going to celebrate. And I'm going to lead the dance tonight. And, boy, I got my dance dress on. I got my dance dress on tonight, you guys. So I want everyone to get up. If the babies are still up, which they shouldn't be, but if they are, let the babies dance. I want everyone to get up. And we're going to get ready to dance. We're going to listen to a little bit of Baby Blue, and then we're going to dance, because tonight we're going deep. We're going very, very deep. And, we're going deep tonight. So here we go. I'm going to lead us out on this dance, and I want you guys to just think about all of the accomplishments you've had. And I want you to think about how deep you had to go to get these things accomplished, you know, all the way down. How deep did you go? Because we're going to be in the deep tonight, all the way down. Okay? In the deep.
La, 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 the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
Pictures bringing me out the dark.
Come on.
Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead, without me, I'm gonna always
we almost had it all. The scars
everyone. Rolling in the deep. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue. That was a remix with Adele and Rolling in the Deep. And I thought it was so appropriate. I hope you got your dance on because I got my dance on because I'm rolling in the deep. Tonight is about celebration. And we all got a chance to do that. Rolling in the deep, rolling in the deep, rolling, rolling, rolling in the deep. Somebody said, how long has the show been on? It says 25 hours left. Well, I tell you what, when you come into the remix, you enter into a cosmic realm. And yes, we probably do have about 25 hours that we're going to get worth of work done in this short period of time that we're going to be here. So just enjoy. And enjoy, just enjoy, just enjoy, everyone. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Tonight is about celebration. And we're going to celebrate this on many different levels, taking this time to connect with our origin at this particular time. We're about to do our vision quest. And what I want you guys to do, because tonight I'm going to be doing the vision quest with you. Yes, I know. Sounds crazy. Sounds strange. But it's the remix, and I'm Miss Blue. So, okay. We're going to have a hashtag, everyone. Or we're going to have the hashtag, and Esther's getting that for us. So thank you for that, Esther. And the hashtag for tonight for Twitter is going to be Remix Deep Akashic. So Remix, R-E-M-I-X, Deep, D-E-E-P, Akashic, A-K-A-S-H-I-C. There you go. So there we go. That's going to be ours for tonight. And that's what we're going to be using. What I would like to invite everyone to do is to get you something to write with. A piece of paper, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about this vision quest as we get ready to go on this journey with the vision quest, and then we're going to take the vision quest. So I want to make sure that everything is set up here as we get ready to just embark on this journey, but I want you all to get something to write with. If you have a blankie, get you a blankie. If you want to get nice and snuggled up and you know, kind of get yourself in a warm place, you can do that too. But I'm going to tell you about this particular vision quest. It's not a vision quest we've done before, but I am going to remind you of some things because some of you who've been on some of the Blue Blast calls, where we're doing the work on the Blue Blast calls, you're able to, you're going to be able to relate to this one. You'll be able to relate to this vision quest. So I want you guys to get yourself over to Twitter. You can also go to the Remix family page on Facebook. And don't forget to like the Remix on Facebook, too. You'll see the same logo that's flashing, the Remix logo. Like that page as well, too, because I'm going to be doing some things on that page. And then also the Remix family group as well. Over there, you can put your comments there. If you're liking the show, put the likes up. If you're loving it, love it as well. So now we're going to get ready to take this journey here in this particular vision quest that we're going to do. And this vision quest, we're going to go to a very, very special place. And so while you guys are gathering up something to write with and something to write on, I'm going to tell you about this. This vision quest is going to take us to a very special place. And some of you may or may not have been to this place before, but we're actually going to go to the Bermuda Triangle. So I don't know how many of you have ever been to the Bermuda Triangle or been in Bermuda, but the water there is crystal blue and it is clear. It is so crystal clear, the water. It's as blue as the sky. It's a bluish green, clear blue, nice, warm, loving, loving energy. That's where we're going to be going. So we're going to be going there, and we're actually going to get a chance to do something that I love doing, and that is we're going to get a chance to swim with the dolphins, and we're going to get a chance to go travel into another world. the world that we're actually going to travel into. And many of you know that I deal with the Akashic Records. The Akashic Records is really a Sanskrit word, and we'll use that word because it is recognizable about what it is. But it's also called the Hall of Records. It is the place where your records are. Even if you look at the word record, it has the R-E. Remember we talked about the god Ra, the R-E, and the cord. So this is the record cord. When anytime you're talking about record, you're talking about recording your soul together, bringing yourself together. So we're going into what they call the Hall of Records. This is the place where everything that your soul, at a soul level, has done in this life, not this just this lifetime, but many lifetimes, is connected with this particular energy. So it even goes to other worlds, but for right now, and even when I do Akashic Record readings, I try to stay to the blue planet, the planet Earth. So this is about everything that your soul has experienced while here on the planet Earth. And many of you, and I've done hundreds of thousands of readings at this particular point that I've done Akashic Records for, I know that the average person has had over 100 lives, over 100 different lives in this lifetime. You have. This is why so many things have impacted you. This is why emotions impact you so much on so many different levels. Our records run very, very deep. And so everyone who will be taking this journey tonight on this vision quest as we go into Atlantis, and the dolphins are very much connected with the Akashic Records. I go swimming with them a lot. I'm connected with the dolphins a lot. They give me a lot of information, and they really help me to connect with a lot of different information. So I'm real honored to do this particular vision today, this vision journey, so that you, too, can begin to come and connect with the dolphins as they take you into this very, very sacred place that we'll be going into here. This is about a celebration. Many of us, and I've talked about this with Brother Bobby Hemmett with sort of this vision that I had as well, too, about going underwater, being underwater, and recognizing about the fear of water. I told the story about the six boys who drowned, three of them who were brothers, and the other three who were friends that all went in to save. This happened in Louisiana, and these six brothers, they all drowned. And there's also an artist, and this artist actually is originally from Mexico, where he made a sculpture that's underwater. And it is in a circle formation of brothers and sisters holding hands underneath the earth. And he did it in a very, very unique stone. And there's a reason for that, based on the channel that he got. Well, even before I knew about this artist and knew about this statue, this commemorative statue that he made that was underwater, this was all about the rites of passage. And like myself, one of my lifetimes, I have been through this rites of passage that has to do with the energy of water. I've since overcome that, and I love the water. But certain things I'm not interested in getting on. This is why even now in 2012 and going into 2013, you will see a lot of what we call the non-black conscious community. And let me preference it by saying it that way. You will see a lot of them going on boats because they're trying to bring their records back online. They're trying to do all of their spiritual work on the water because they're trying to connect back with their rites of passage of when they have gone through this. And it's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But for those of us who have gone through that middle passage already, and we are back in this particular carnation, and we carry that both in a physical DNA, and we carry that both in the spiritual DNA, there's absolutely no reason, and many of you tell me that you will get your ass on any kind of cruise or any kind of boat. It makes you feel uncomfortable, and that's a lot of the reason. It's nothing wrong with those who choose to do it. I know for me, because that's a part of my records, I don't choose to go back through that. And a lot of those waters, if you notice, these big cruise lines, they are taking these crews on particular fault lines. if you study the islands of where they're going, they're almost making that same passage that the slave ships made when they were dropping us off, those of us who came here. They're almost making that same pattern. They're almost traveling in those same islands. They're going to some of those same places. And this is strategically done because a lot of them that don't have their melanin activated, they need to do this in order to get that activation out there. So it's nothing wrong with it. I'm not saying that. But these are some of the things spiritually that was shown to me about this. Brother Bobby Hemmett had sent me a DVD that is about the rites of passage, and I'm going to go back and study that as well. I haven't looked at it, but we were able to converse, and I was telling him some of the things that I was dealing with when it came to the water, even though now I love the water. That's one of the things that I do love. I don't particularly like certain aspects of it, but this is why so many. Remember I told you guys about the Olympic star, and he talked about now a big part of his quest is for him to go out and to help the black community so that they can begin to acclimate themselves with water. Because so many, he said, he found for himself how he even got on the swim team is because he almost drowned, I think, when he was 7 years old. And so that's what led him into that. So most of us can say in this physical lifetime, because it always shows itself up in this physical lifetime, about why you should be afraid of something or stay away from something. That's just the nature of this reality that we're in. But on a deeper level, if we're going to look on an Akashic level, there are some other things. So your physical DNA, even though we know, as Queen Afua would say, you are not your DNA, we know that the DNA can play a big role in how we act, how we respond, things that we do, things that we know, and things that we create in this reality. And on an Akashic level, I have seen, and for those of you who've had Akashic record readings, know this as well too, it can make an impact on what you do, what you don't do, what you say, who you are, and what you're doing. Even though both of these things are not, does not have to be who we are as a whole. What we're ultimately doing here in this school of life, because this is a school, is we're bringing together all of these different template energies, all of these different lives that we have to get the ultimate lesson, the ultimate lesson, bringing these things on board, bringing this energy on board. So this is a big part of this. I remember we did a blue blast call. And for those of you who don't know what the blue blast call is, I do a blue blast call every now and again when the spirit moves me. For those who've had a reading from me, waiting to have a reading from me, these are some special times that we get together in a sacred space and we do a lot of work. We do magic, making a greater investment, making a greater individual commitment to ourselves. We work magic and we come together. Sometimes these blue blast calls can last 30 minutes and sometimes they've lasted 18 and 12 hours. So we do a lot of work on these calls. And when we were on the last blue blast call, I believe, we took a trip in the water. And a lot of you who were in on that particular call, you had some trouble going under the water. This is an indication that not only do you have that connection with the middle passage, but I also want to tell you that you also have this connection with Atlantis. Didn't expect that one. But you also have this connection with Atlantis. This is also the higher message here. And it took me a while to go deep and really to keep getting with the dolphins to get this information revealed. The dolphins really, really are the record keepers. One of the things that I just recently had a dream about dolphins and whales, and these dolphins and whales in this particular vision, they had kind of beached themselves on the sand. And in the sand, there was these different classes going on. And while I was going through these different classes, I had to go and help save these dolphins and whales. Well, when I went to go save them, a lot of my energy was gone. And I had to bury myself in the sand completely all the way up to my neck. So so I could use the energy to really help the dolphins and also help the whales so that they can get back in the water. And they ultimately, they did. They did get themselves back into the water. But some of the messages that the dolphins told me is that it is important for these different portal places because they lead to other worlds. And when you're making your transition, everyone is looking to the sky because a lot of us are still into that religious template. And some of that is very much true about the transition, but there is sort of a holding place where you go. And when you go, you can hear people, and even myself who've had near-death experiences, they will tell you about the darkness that comes upon them. And anyone who's ever jumped underwater, it is that same feeling where everything goes numb and dull and it becomes dark. The dolphins told me because they are the ones who take you through that portal. You're going through the water first. The waters of noon is where you're going. You're going back to those divine waters. And once you go back through those divine waters and you come out on the other side, it is not until then that you come out of that holding place that you begin to transcend yourself to other realms and other realities. But you're going to go through that place of where the dolphins are. That's where you're going to go. That was revealed to me. So I want to share that with you guys here. I'm writing. You got some of you know that I'm still working on my book, and a lot of these channels and things will be in the book. But I wanted to share that because this vision quest that we're doing tonight is really about this. It's about really going into this particular energy. It's about really going into your Akashic records. And inside, when we go into this, you'll feel it. You're going to feel it. There's going to be some work for you to do in there. So I want you to pay very close detail to everything that you see, everything that comes up to you that is connected with you. Afterwards, we're going to open up the line. And I want you guys, when you call in 646-652-2711, once we open up the line, I'm going to ask you to share some of that. Share with us what you got when you were going through the cosmic Akashic waves, when you were going through these waves, traveling with the dolphins in this vision quest. So I wanted to set that up for you guys because this is a very powerful one. This, you're going to be able to bring back what will help you connect with your origin, this new era that you're in, this origin, you're going to be able to connect with it. So let us begin. Sit yourself in a comfortable position, feet flat on the floor, back up straight. If you're laying down, lay down, legs not crossed, no cross legs. No cross legs. Nothing binding you if your bra too tight, if your box is too tight, cutting off that circulation. You want to take those out. I know we got some professional football players who said they may tune in tonight after the game. If you're tuning in, take all that gear off. You know, sit yourself down, get yourself nice and relaxed so we can come in and we can do this together. So just get yourself, if you can find a quiet place, that's great. If not, learn how to tune it out. Make sure you have something to write with you next to you, and we're going to begin. If you have a blanket, you want to wrap that around you. As I said, I'm going to be doing the vision quest with you. See you on the other side. Let us begin.
All right, let us begin the journey, because on this journey, we're going to be rolling in the deep. Very, very deep. And we'll be going into the deep, deep blue waters near the Bermuda Triangle. So here's what I want you to do as we get ourselves ready for this journey. I want you to close your eyes. And I want you to begin to breathe in and out nice and slow. That's it. What we're doing right now is synchronized, conscious, collective breathing. And we're pulling our energy so that we can all collectively and consciously show up at the place that we need to be at the appointed time. So as you're breathing, I want you to begin to just allow your body to continuously relax. That's it. Breathing in and out. In and out. That's it. In and out. Wonderful. You're doing a great job. Make sure you close your eyes. Now, close your eyes, and you're going to be relaxed as we take this journey together, all of us, as we begin to go. Now, keep breathing in and out. That's it. Letting go of everything. Everything that you're feeling within your body, any kind of stress, any kind of tension, as you exhale out, you're releasing all of the negativity and stress that you may have been dealing with up until this point in your life, and you're breathing in nothing but lightness. You're breathing in nothing but pureness. Now, we are all together here, and now, what you're going to do is that you look ahead and you see your very own canoe with your own guide in the canoe with you. I want you to climb out of the boat you're in, and I want you to get into the boat with your guide. Excellent. Your guide is paddling for you, and you're sitting back, and you're just gliding across the calm blue sea. The air is very clear and the sun is shining. You can feel the warmth all over your body. The sky is clear and blue, and you can see the clouds as they begin to float across the sky. You look ahead and you see the sun as it begins to sparkle, as it begins to shine on a big section of land and water mixed together. You even see the rainbow as it guides you in. Now, as you begin to get closer and closer, I want you to get yourself ready. Because when you're ready, what we're going to do is you're going to take a deep breath, and we're going to jump over the side of the canoe, and we're going to travel deep, deep, deep down into the city of Atlantis. And we're going to go. You'll know when you're getting closer because you'll see the dolphins. Look up above. Over to your right, you see the dolphins as they're making their circular patterns and coming in and out of the water. And you begin to sync your energy with the dolphins. They're going to help to lead you and guide you in. So here we go. On the count of three, we're getting closer. You find your dolphin guide, and we're going to get ready to jump. One, two, three. That's it. No worries. You don't have to worry. You have enough air. You are safe and you are protected. And you begin to dive down deeper and deeper. You can feel the warmth of the water on your body as you hold on to the dolphin's fin as he takes you down, down, deeper and deeper. Underneath the water, you can open your eyes and you're able to see. It's a little cloudy at first, but you can see everything that is around you. You can still see the sunlight. It is still there for you. It is shining through the crystal clear blue water. Now, up above, you see a building. You see this building as you get closer and closer. It begins to take shape and you can see it. It is a crystal mansion. And this crystal mansion is shining with the light of amethyst. You see the lights of emeralds and pearls and gems that is all around you. Now, the dolphin leads you up to some steps. This is where you get off, and you begin to walk inside. As you begin to walk inside of this huge entrance, you notice that it looks like a whole nother world. It's a whole city down here, and you are inside the crystal mansion. So now, here's what you're going to do. You are going to find your very own crystal. This is not just any crystal. This is the crystal that's going to help to take you into the year of 2013. This is the crystal that really will hold the knowledge, the spiritual Akashic knowledge for you of everything that you want to accomplish. It is connected to this new era that we're moving into. It is the era of origin, and this crystal will contain everything that you need to help guide you, to get you into your highest vibration, and to begin to continue to do your work. So walk around. There are many rooms in this mansion, many floors in this mansion. I want you to find the crystal. You're going to bring back all of the details. It may be a crystal you've never seen before with colors of green and red and ruby red and orange and purple and yellow and black and white and green and beige and brown and golden like the sunlight. You may see amethyst. You may see pink. You may see yellow. You may see green or pale blue. You may see a combination of colors. I want you to find it. Find your crystal. Go through all of the rooms and find your crystal. And then you're going to begin to meet your dolphin back at the steps of the mansion. So hurry, hurry. That's it. Grab your crystal. You got it. And everything you need to bring you into the origin era inside of this crystal, it will contain. Wonderful. So now, it's time for you to begin to make your way back. You're at the steps. And as you're at the steps, you have the crystal. You're holding it in your hand. I want you to take a good look at it. Take a very good look at it. You remember the color. You know the shape of it. You know what it looks like. What does it feel like while you're holding it? I want you to hold this crystal. That's it. You got it. Hold your crystal. And with your other hand, I want you to grab the dolphin as your dolphin takes you back up to the surface. So you're coming up faster and faster and faster. And the closer you get to the surface, you begin to see the sunlight. It's even brighter than before. And you now are back in the blue, crystal clear waters. And you climb back into your canoe as your guide brings you back to the boat. And now you're back in the boat with everyone. That's it. Breathe in nice and slow. Excellent. Keep breathing nice and slow. That's it. Now, I want you on the count of the three. I want you on the count of three to open your eyes. You're going to come back rejuvenated with your crystal and everything that you need for this new era of origin. One, two, three.
All right, I'm going to give everyone just a moment to kind of get yourself together. And just if you're in the chat room, just put a little heart in the room when you're back, when you're fully back. Take some time to write down exactly what you got when you went into the Crystal Mansion. It doesn't matter if you've never seen this crystal before. Trust what you're getting. Write it down without overthinking it. Let it come from your heart. Hold all of that memory, whatever the colors were. Just write it down. Write it down. Just everything that you got. I want you to begin to just take some notes and write that down. The phone lines are open, 646-652-2711. Press 1 when you get on the phone line so that you can share. Tonight is about a celebration, and also not just the celebration. If you're wanting to get some insight about this new era that you're coming upon, then I'll be doing some channels tonight to give that information out. Press 1 when you get on the phone lines. Oh, the phone lines are full. Well, if you're on the phone lines, press 1. I see you guys pressing 1. And we're going to go to the phone lines. For those of you who are still writing, just capture all of that. Just capture it. Just write it down. I know it was powerful for you. It was powerful for me. And we can get into the share. Yeah. All right. Whoa, lots of you on the phone lines. So we're going to go to the phone lines, and I'm going to go to the caller calling, and it looks like from area code 510. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Did you say 510?
I sure did.
Oh, wow. That is amazing. I felt it in my heart chakra. I'm like, wow. How you doing tonight, Miss Blue?
I'm doing wonderful. You want to share with us, tell us who's on the line and the crystal that you brought back?
This is Jawanza McGee from Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
And I brought back this, it was a round, like in a circle-shaped purple crystal, mm-hmm. but towards
okay.
the middle, it got, it had this, like, very forest green tint to it, and in mm-hmm. the middle of that, it was a blue, sky blue dot.
So you had all of those colors in your crystal. That is very, very powerful. And that's wonderful. Tell me about your feeling. What was the feeling that you felt when you were going through the journey?
It was a very calming and loving feeling, which is, for me, or honestly, it makes sense because lately I've been doing a lot of relaxing instead of stressing and actually doing
mm-hmm.
work. And it was, like, very, very beautiful. It was very calming, very relaxing, and very cleansing and purifying.
Okay, beautiful.
And it was weird, too, because I seen my uncle who had passed away, and it was kind of, like, very nice. He was the guide in the boat, and I was like, what?
Oh, he was the guide for you in the boat. How powerful is that? Beautiful. Beautiful. Very powerful. Thank you for calling in and sharing that. Is that what you called for? Did you call for a reading too, or you just kind of wanted to share that vision? Mm-hmm.
I definitely wanted to share that, and I also mm-hmm. wanted to ask you for, if you could read into the future with my skateboarding, because lately, like, this is, if you can read my, I know you can read my energy, what the hell am I saying, but.
Yeah. Okay.
This is kind of like a major part of my work in my life, and I've been
right.
Recently I ended up having to slap myself in the head, like, how can you even consider quitting when this is exactly
mm-hmm.
This is what was your thing. This isn't anybody else's. This is one thing that you loved and you tried your hardest
right.
at. And now
right.
I'm at the point to where I ride for one of my good friend's skateboard companies, and I'm very appreciative because I earned the spot instead of just asking and not
for
doing
it.
My
Well,
business.
Here's the thing, the first thing, and yes, I'll give you some insight into that. The first thing I want you to do for me is tell me what you're celebrating here tonight, because that's another reason that we talked about tonight. Tonight is about celebrating. So what are you celebrating tonight?
Tonight I'm celebrating I'd celebrate a lot of things, honestly, because, like, I've been in the position where I'm thinking I need to do, or where I'm trying too hard, and I know that's stopping my progress. So
mm-hmm.
I just celebrated, like,
what if,
I won
so
a couple contests.
So what are you celebrating? I want to know, what are you celebrating? This is about something that you have, that you have accomplished. Give me one thing that you celebrated, and then now we're going to talk about, I'll give you some channels on some insights. So what are you celebrating?
I'm definitely celebrating overcoming the phase I went through, overcoming eating so much, or being a straight-up drug addict to hallucinogens.
Beautiful.
To run away
Beautiful.
From the world. I'm, like,
okay.
glad that I actually pulled myself out of it rather than
mm-hmm.
falling victim to,
to
not believing in myself and not trying.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, beautiful. And so now let me ask you a question. Your question was, you've earned your spot on the skateboarding team. And what is your question that you want to know? What is the question you have?
My question is, I'm trying to, or not necessarily, I just want to be at the point to where I want to be making more progress than I have done lately. Like, in a way, mm-hmm. I feel like I've been slacking, but I know that there's been a lot of clutter in my mind and whatnot, so I have to take the time to get that out. And, like, now it's just, like, I have a clear mind, but in a way.
So like, you want to know your question, and I want to help you because I can understand what you mean about the clutter, but you want to know your question is about, tell me what your question is about. Your question is about the skateboarding team that you're on? Is that the question?
It's
just tell me what it is.
Not necessarily the team that I'm on. It's just I want to push it farther than just the team that I'm on right now because it's a local thing, and, like, I know that, like, I have in my past, I just wanted to only skateboard, and I know that really messed me up because I wasn't focusing on the fact that, like, A, from the hood, it's, I can't just skateboard all the time. B, I don't have to, but I need to get a job to help out and whatnot. And I just want to help myself out and whatnot, be able to survive
okay.
and make it through my
all
mission.
Right.
But I still want to have a skateboarding career.
Okay. Well, here's the thing, and let me tell you, instantly, before you even went into what you were saying, the first thing that came up for you was just this energy of mental conflict. And this mental conflict that you have going on right now is twofold for you. We talked about some things earlier, and I just remember this because I'm in your energy right now, and I can see this, that had a lot to do with you getting into healing yourself and to doing some detox work from the inside out. You're moving in a really, really good direction. You're gaining a lot of spiritual strength, but also one of the things that comes up instantly, and I see this over and over again for you, and not just this lifetime, but I've seen it in other lifetimes, and that's about magic. You have got to begin to make a greater greater investment in your commitment to yourself. You need to make that greater investment into committing to yourself. And this is where you're faltering at. You're faltering. You're spending a lot of time talking about those things that you used to do, that you no longer do, that it's almost as if you're still doing it. Does that make sense?
That makes perfect sense because I'm definitely
you got to stop doing that, and you have to begin to start to acknowledge those things for where you are right now. In a past life, and I'll just give you some insight on this because this is going to help you. In a past life, you were actually a farmer. You were actually a farmer in a past life. And on your particular farm, you had crops. You had all of these things that were really made readily available to you. They were there for you. There were no questions about food. There was no question about what was going on. It was no question about anything that you needed. You were able to walk outside, and you were able to get it. And so a big part of what you're struggling with here in this incarnation is that things, you've had to work so hard to get things. And you've become frustrated by that. This is what led to your drug addiction, when you couldn't just have what you wanted. So you have to begin to come from that place of purity, you understand, because even you detoxing yourself away from these drugs is not purifying your mind. And how you come from that place of purity is to begin to get into the magic, making a greater individual commitment to yourself, to be content for where you are, not complacent, but content to where you are, loving and being able to celebrate the things that you have. You've made it on this skateboard team. You understand? You've been free from drugs and alcohol for the most part, for the most part. And I say that to you honestly because I know I can even see the times in your records where you've gone back and dabbled here and there. Don't dabble with that. Find you another way to commit yourself. put it into work. Plenty of people have two professional careers. I do. Plenty of people do things that they love and they don't like to do. So if that means that you have to get out here and you have to find a job, and in order for you to still ride skateboards to meet your financial commitments until that takes off, then so be it. That's what you do.
I'm definitely aware of that. I've been, like, definitely seeing the light that everybody's been trying to give me from a more mature perspective, especially because I'm only 18 and whatnot, and coming out of that just, oh, everybody's just trying to tell me the bullshit. And now it's like, fuck that. Everybody's probably trying to save me from losing my mind.
That's right, because it is a lot of mental conflict. It's a lot of mental conflict going on. One of the things that I want you to do, and I want all of you guys to do, I'm going to give you the book because Spirit has already told me where all of your crystals are. If you want to find out about your crystals, where they are, I'm going to tell you this. I'll give it out throughout the show. It's good to have those crystal books that you have. But for those of you who are really, really want to get into your crystal work, and you want to begin to understand, because a lot of the crystals that you guys have brought back, they're going to be crystals that maybe you can't find in just your everyday crystal books. But where you will be able to find them is in the Crystal and Mineral Encyclopedia. It is called The Little Fantastic and The Last Testament. This book was done by Melanie. She's a scientist that wrote this book. And you can find it on Amazon pretty much for about $100, but it is well worth it. Any crystal, any kind of rock, any combination, those very rare ones, those things you haven't heard of, those things that aren't talked about. A lot of these crystals that I've been telling you guys about, Tiffany, all of these crystals that I went to get, that I was led to go get, is in this encyclopedia. It's here. It's the last will and testament. These crystals that you brought back, these combination, is in here. They'll tell you the properties, what they're used for, and what to get. You definitely want to get the crystal book by Melanie. This is the new one that she just recently came out with. This one, the last testament. She calls it that because she covers just about everything. She's done some mag channeling. She's a scientist as well, and she's done all kinds of things. Let's just say that, all kinds of things. You definitely want to make sure that you get into that. So for you, detox, I'm going to tell you, your physical body, your mental body, your spiritual body, this is what you began to do. Stop recognizing where you were and begin to recognize where you are. Here's another crystal that I'm going to give to you, but I'm also going to recommend this for everyone else. And that is going to be this particular crystal. This crystal is also found inside of your brain. It's found near the pineal gland. It's a very, very rare crystal. It will help you connect you to the magnetic fields that are in the cosmos. It helps you connect to the dolphins. It's also in the dolphins. The dolphins have this crystal, the whales have this crystal, and humans have this crystal, and you can actually begin to get this crystal to work with it. It does a lot of things, not just on the healing level, but activating those things of the pituitary gland and the pineal gland, and it also helps to activate those things within birds. It's the magnanite is how you say it. N-E-T-I-C, magnanite. This crystal, it's a very small crystal. After the show, I'll put some pictures up on Facebook because I have some of these crystals. I have some of these crystals. Yes, yes. Can you still hear me?
No.
So that you can begin to work with it. So this magnanite. This is a very, very powerful crystal. It really will help you to begin to work with these, work with this particular energy to line yourself up. It connects you to other magnetic fields. So these are the things for you to begin to work on and to continue to work on. Skateboarding is great. That helps you. This is a place where you can begin to work, but you also have to do some physical work here. This is a part of the work that you came back to do.
I'm aware of that. I'm definitely aware of that.
Say it again.
I'm definitely aware of that, and it's starting to become more clear. Like, I found out this program I was trying to get in to get me a bunch of different work experience and, like, also a job pretty much. I got in, and I'm like,
there you go. That's it. So this should be confirmation from you. You came from a past life where you were actually, and this is just one of them, you were a farmer, and you had everything that you needed, everything. And in this lifetime, one of the things that's very hard for you is that you can't have everything that you feel like you should just be able to walk outside your door and have. But the truth is, you can still have that. It's just going to take you a different way of really working through some of these things to get through them. And you can. You can. So, no, you can release these things from your template. All right? So, peace and love to you. And thank you so much for calling in.
No problem. Y'all have a good night.
You too. Everybody have a good night. Beautiful. All right, so we're going to go to the next caller, calling in from area code 312. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Miss Lewis, Esther.
Oh, I thought that was you, Esther.
Hello.
Hey, Esther, did you do the meditation? Tell us about it.
Yes, I did. I brought back a purple star-shaped crystal. Very pointy, sharp end, and it was warm to the touch. It was a deep purple. I don't know that I've ever seen anything like this before, and it kind of had a shimmery, like the inside of it, I was like turning it and I could see like a sparkle, like it had like glitter on the inside or something. I've never seen stone like this before.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it was big and it was very warm when I touched it.
Mm-hmm. And know that that stone exists. If you do not have the book that I told you about, Melanie, you need to get it.
Oh,
your phone
I'm
is in there.
Yes, I'm looking it up.
Yes. You definitely want to get that because the stone is in there. So that's very beautiful. So let me see. It's a lot of talk about guides. Who was your guide when you got on the canoe? Who was your guide for you?
I don't know who this woman was. She was an Indian woman. She looked like she was maybe like an older woman, an elder. I don't know who she was.
Mm-hmm.
She had on some of the, like, traditional garb. She had, like, on a long dress, and she had beads in her hair. And she was quiet the whole time. She kind of just looked at me, and I got in, and I'm not sure who that was.
Beautiful. Okay. Well, I'm just going to tell you this. This is sort of me kind of going through this. I want you to look this particular crystal up if you get a chance, and I want you to think about it. I believe the crystal that you've seen that was in this form that really is coming to me is called Berlin Light, and it's spelled Berlinite. I want you to take a look at that, Berlin Light. And I want you to take a look at that because it comes in different shades of colors, but it gives a luminescent color, and it can even come in deep, dark shades of purple. And this particular crystal is really about breaking down walls. And so it really helps to break down.
Oh, my God, yes.
Is that it?
Wow.
Yes. That's what came saying to me that that was your crystal. And so this particular crystal, let me tell you how powerful it is. It really helps to remove any kind of entangled situation that you ever got yourself into. It helps you to see your way out of it, to get yourself out of it. And it also sends messages. It really gives a lot of messages. It's also what I like to call a truth crystal. Like, it brings a lot of truth to the situation to really help you. You know, anytime someone who's feeling depressed, alone, or without a purpose, instantly the energy, because of all of these different, see, those different colors that make up that bright color, brings together that energy. It instantly will lift your mood. Instantly lift your mood and to bring about inspiration. And we know the difference between motivation and inspiration. It is really, 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 really. And it's also being said for those of you out there listening that ever wanted to write. Esther, I know you do a lot of writing, a lot of journaling too. This is actually what I have coined as the author's crystal. And I'll tell you why I call it the author's crystal. Because this will, if you ever have writer's block or you're doing anything creative, it's going to break down all the walls and help you get through. Get through and get through what you need. It'll help you finish that project. But that's the crystal that I've seen, so very, very powerful.
Wow.
Very powerful. I knew it when you said it. We're celebrating victory laps here, and this is your victory lap. So what are you celebrating at this time, Esther? What are you celebrating?
Well, I just got promoted at work, and actually it just was official on September 1st, got my official offer letter and everything. So I'm celebrating that and just a lot of new beginnings going on. I've unpacked a lot of my apartment. I'm so proud of myself because I was really diligent about it. I'm setting everything up in my new place. And just a lot of new starts for me. So I'm really excited about everything coming. It's all new, though. Like, that's I feel you with, you were talking about that earlier, because this
yes.
is stuff that I've never really dealt with before. And so just learning how to kind of be in a situation of being vulnerable a bit, which I wasn't always comfortable with, you know, being okay with not knowing everything and just kind of going with it, that's where I'm at right now. So it's exciting.
Wow. This is definitely the time of you moving into the origin and just moving yourself right into that energy. That's very powerful. Very, very powerful.
And I just want to say it all happened right after I graduated from the Kim class. So gotta give a shout out.
Oh, the Kim class.
Gotta give a shout out to the Kim class. I'm telling you, from the first class, it started changing. Like, I was like, what is going on? Okay, complete 360s in all of my life, all of my work situations. I went from being at the state of about to quit my job to being promoted. So the Kim class, for y'all that don't know, y'all need to get up in it because it just changed my entire world, for real. So, yeah.
Mm. Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Yes, yes, and it's definitely changed minds, too, as well, too. I want to give you, did you also call in for some channels and some insights as well?
Of course, yes.
Oh, well, I am excited to share this with you. Congratulations. I know we've talked about it, your promotion, and I'm so excited for you. It couldn't have come to you a better person at a better time. And I know the work that you do and even the work that people don't know that you do, you know, just behind the scenes. So congratulations on that. And yay, the Kim class. Yes.
I see the
Kimites in the chat room. Yes, it's been an amazing journey on that. Some of the things I want you to look at, because definitely you've kind of, just like people in everyone in the chat room too, and listening, has bear witness to this origin that we're coming into, because everybody can feel this collective consciousness that really has been moving towards this new era. And here are some of the things to take with you. I want you to take these things with you because this is really just going to help you accelerate yourself. Get that stone because that is your stone. That's a powerful stone right there. Get that particular stone. Really begin to look at yourself as a new beginner, as a new beginner. You know what I mean? Kind of without skills. Come in with that mindset, and you're going to learn so much. It's going to be so much you already know, but you're going to be opened up to levels and things, physical, mental, and spiritual, that you have not seen. And what I see for your picture of the vision of you moving forward into this energy and where you're aligned right now is about accelerated motion. Just sort of kind of going for that star, you know. I just see a light and I see tons of stars up there and I see you as a accelerated star, just moving yourself forward into everything. So new beginner, stay the new beginner, and that's where the magic is for you. That's where you're going to make the investment into yourself. This is where you're going to do that magic at. This is where you're going to begin to make a greater individual commitment into you. And I know you're all about that. So keep that, hold that, because that, as they say, is going to be the ace in the pocket for you right there.
Gotcha.
Oh, so beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Thanks so much for calling in. Thanks so much for holding down Twitter and doing all of that. And I'm curious to have you work with your guides and come back and let us know. Let us know how that is, because whoever led you guys on the boat, this is also one of your spirit guides. So very powerful.
Yeah, you know, when you talked about the spirit guides before, I saw familiar things. When we did the meditation before, I saw, like, family members, people that I knew. But this woman, I've never seen her before, so I am definitely going to try to investigate that. This was very interesting.
Yeah, definitely go back and make connection with her and ask her her name. You know, one of the great places you can take her, you can take her back on the boat and you can talk to her this time, go back to that spot, or take her to one of your sacred spaces and just begin to ask her. Ask her. She'll tell you who she is. Yeah, very powerful. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Esther.
Thank you so much.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Someone said, mine was a skeleton. Is that bad? Nothing is bad. Nothing is bad. It's all you. Nothing is bad. How could it be? We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 618. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Marquita, I'm calling from Illinois.
Okay, greetings to you, Marquita, from Illinois.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. I was going to say, tell me your crystal, but you're telling me, and that's great.
Okay, my crystal, it was very beautiful, sparkly, bright, like illuminating white stone. It was like in the shape of a like a very slender triangle. It was like, I mean, like how it was shining, it was like a star. It twinkled and blinked with like a extremely bright, like handheld light. It was like really bright. Because as soon as I walked in, it's like I gravitated towards it. And I felt excited and as if I had been there before. It's like I was, and it just like we did before when you were about to ask me to do something, I was already doing it. I was doing it the exact same way, like as far as through the whole thing, I was doing everything before you would even say do it. Like, I had already gotten off the boat. I had already grabbed the tail of the dolphin. I was gone. I was like, wait a minute,
you
let me slow
gone.
Down. I was like, let me slow down. And let me see, it was a calm and friendly environment. The lady on the boat, it's like she was familiar. But it was like she knew and I knew that I really didn't need her at that point. It was like, you got this. You're on your own. Go ahead and go for it. And she was just there to assist. And it was like she made that very apparent. Like when I would try to look at her, she would like take my direction away from her and on to where I needed to go. It was like, no, don't pay attention to me. Focus on what you need to do and keep it moving. And that's why I need to do right now. So, I think that's pretty much it, because I really don't even remember how she looked. It's like she had like a cloak over her so I wouldn't see her.
Right. Well, let me tell you, I kind of just channeled what stone you had. If you're near a computer, I want you to look this up, because I want you to tell me if this is what it is. But what you actually brought back is called, it's a very, very rare crystal. Mm-hmm. And interesting enough, I'm not really into the time, but this has a lot to do with the time that we're in. It's connected very strongly with the energy of Virgo, and it's called the Cosmic Egg. I want you to search for the Cosmic Egg. Yes, this is powerful. Yes, Cosmic Egg. And I'm going to tell you some things about the Cosmic Egg. I want you to look at it, though, and tell me if this is what you've seen, the Cosmic Egg, the Cosmic Egg.
Somewhat similar, yes.
Somewhat similar.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they come in. Yay!
Yeah, somewhat. It was illuminating exactly from the center. From the center. It was coming from the center.
Yes. So let me tell you why I love the Cosmic Egg, and this is another one of my favorite stones and crystals to work with. I love the color, you know, that color, that pure essence of that color.
Mm-hmm.
And Edgar Cayce, I do a lot of studies of his work. Of course, you know,
his name has been popping up around me a lot.
Study him, Edgar Cayce.
Okay.
You know, he's the sleeping poet, or the sleeping psychic, they call it, you know, the prophet of where he did. But he did a lot of work, and some of the things that's very much connected to myself with colors and auras and Akashic record readings and everything that I love to do. And he talked about the color white, which this is the color that really all of us really strive to get our aura, you know, to have this white color. But the Cosmic Egg really helps you to release limitations. So any kind of limitation, and I mean, this is everything you spoke of. You said everything that you were telling me, I was gone. I was doing it. I was moving up the steps. Even my guide was telling me. So this is speaking a lot to what is happening with you right now at this particular time in this origin energy that you're moving into. You're moving into this energy, and this is all for you so that you can begin to move forward. And it has a lot to do with what was holding you back is memories of love.
Aww. Oh, don't make me cry.
So memories of love, and this is your time for you to begin to move forward, you know, to capture those things of your willpower, your self-esteem, because these are the areas you're working very, very hard at. Now, the cosmic, this energy, the minerals in the Cosmic Egg, and this particular stone, what it does is it brings the knowledge of universal truth. And I want you to think back over the course of things that's happened to you over the last 2 years. That was the one area that was sort of kind of like your kryptonite or blind spot, is that you couldn't see the universal truths there. And so this is just
what, in love?
In love, in relationships, friendships, in these particular areas. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. It was...
Now,
I guess I'm going full circle because I've lived here all my life. I moved to Florida, moved there for about maybe roughly about almost 3 years. I just moved back because my grandmother had a stroke, and so I moved back to help out with her and whatnot. And it was like everything. It's like everything that I need to deal with, everything that I have to deal with, is like slam right there in my face. And I'm like, and it's been getting better and better and better. And I'm like, wow, this is getting good.
Beautiful. So I would strongly encourage you to get your hand on the Cosmic Egg and begin to work with this. It is
It's funny you said that about because the thing that I prided myself most of all, not just, is
right.
This relationship I was just in. I let it go last week. I was like, I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
And that was hard. And then just applied for a new position at my job. I was apprehensive about it, and I said, okay, I'm going to do it. And I did it and got a couple other things that I'm proud of myself for doing. And I'm very elated within myself.
Beautiful. Well, I want to kind of wrap that up, and then I'm going to let you take your victory lap. But I want to tell you that this cosmic egg is very powerful for making elixirs, what they call the second sight elixirs. So it's very useful for that. And not only for that, it also really gets you to the point where you can understand and accept the responsibilities to yourself, to the virtues that will help you in regards things of money, relationships, and also commitments. So this is definitely why you so divinely picked up a cosmic egg when you went to the vision quest of the journey to Atlantis. How powerful is that? This is right on time. I hope you guys are really grasping how this celebration is coming together tonight, because it really is just this cosmic, akashic wave that we're riding. It's all magic here tonight, and each one of you are a part of that. So I'm honored to be able to share these messages with you. So now, I want you to take your victory lap, and I want you to tell me what you're celebrating, but you definitely want to get you a cosmic egg. It's a powerful stone.
Oh, yeah, just becoming happy with me and who I am, what I am, and how I am. I just went through that phase at understanding and not looking at myself like, you know, trying to change things about myself that make me. And it's like, you know what, I'm in a place now where I feel like I'm so happy to be me. I'm proud of me.
Beautiful.
I'm proud of you for who you are.
Yes, and I'm proud of you for who you are, too. I want you to continue to go on that. Here's what I want you to look at. I just want to kind of leave you with this as you take your victory lap, and that is allow yourself to have those memories of love. Allow yourself, because you tend to suppress your emotions. Don't do it. Allow them to come up. I've been saying this for years. We really need to retrain ourselves about our emotions. Allow yourself to feel it. Allow yourself to go through it. And then allow yourself to release it from yourself. Because, see, this is being recorded for you. It's being recorded. So you want to make sure that that recording is your truth. You understand? Because then you'll be able to connect with it. You won't have to worry about willpower. You won't have to worry about self-esteem, these things that you're dealing with. And you can continue to move on your mission and on your journey. So, girlfriend, get that cosmic egg and come back once you work with it and let us know all about it. So peace and love to you. And thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Peace and love. Beautiful. Oh, that was so beautiful. All right, we're going to go to the next caller, and I'm kind of jumping around here because there's, like, so many of you guys online. Like, wow. Okay, 646, you're live in the remix. 646. 646, you're live in the remix. We'll go to another caller.
No. Hello?
Oh, yes? Yes?
I'm sorry. I heard a guy, and I heard him say muted or unmuted or something. I'm sorry.
Who's on the line?
I'm Tiffany. Tiffany?
Tiffany. Greetings, Tiffany.
Yes. I participated, and I brought back a crystal that was bluish. It was blue and purple. And in the end, there was a lot of yellow light coming from it. It was like reacting to my solar plexus. It was nice. And my spirit guide was it was an Indian male, very tall.
Very tall. Okay. I had one of them before. Yeah. Okay. Beautiful. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit, Tiffany, because this is going to be so crazy to you. But go ahead, Tiffany. I want you to tell me some more about your trip and just what it felt like. Did you have any energy when you were going down in the water?
I was a little afraid. But then when I actually started going into the water, it was all right. It felt very light, very light. Very pure energy, like you said, and even the darkness was no bother. It was all right. It was cool.
Mm. All right, Tiffany, are you ready for this? This is going to be so crazy. You guys are going to be blown away. Tiffany, because I'm blown away right now and I'm blue, I want you to, hopefully if you can see this, you actually brought back the Tiffany Stone. And I just talked about this the other week. Oh, my gosh. The Tiffany Stone is so powerful. I meant to talk about it in the Kim Business class, and I didn't get a chance to until the last, I think I did the last class. But the Tiffany Stone, the colors, tell me the colors again that you've seen in the Tiffany Stone. Oh my goodness.
It was blue and it was and purple. And it was like a prism, you know, of light, just kinda rainbow colors kinda going through it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So primarily blue and purple and then a little bit of yellow. Uh-huh.
Mhm. The Tiffany Stone, it comes in multiple colors. Some of the main colors that you'll see, it just depends on where, because the Tiffany Stone is actually mined out of a mine out of southwest Utah, the Tiffany Stone. But let me tell you some of the things about the Tiffany Stone and what it is unique to in the Tiffany Stone, because you'll see patches of lavender. You'll see that lavender in there. You'll see that blue. Sometimes you'll see little hints. Like I have a Tiffany Stone, a big chunk of the Tiffany Stone, and it has a little bit of the yellow in there and all of these. It's a combination of many different energies coming together. The Tiffany Stone really works with the endocratic system in the body. That's what the Tiffany Stone does. It works with the endocratic system in the body, and it works with all the meridians in the body. But the Tiffany Stone really helps you to manifest your spiritual truth. It really helps you to get into that energy of your spiritual truth, and it also really helps you to verbalize any hidden or any feelings that you haven't expressed. It really taps into telepathic energy, channeling energy, clairvoyance, clairaudience, all of those. But it is excellent, 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 excellent for anyone who suffers from any type of addiction. Any type of addiction. Anything that you're trying to release from yourself, that you're trying to get rid of, that you're trying to stop doing, it will help you with any form of addiction. It is a beautiful, beautiful stone. If you're working with anything in business, this is also an excellent stone for you to begin to get with. Very, very helpful. It's a manifestation stone. It brings prosperity to everyone. It's a stone to carry. The Tiffany Stone, also called the ice cream, it's also called ice cream stone. It reminds you of, you know, the ice cream that has the different swirls in it. It's also called the ice cream stone for that. Isn't that kind of cute? It's kind of cool that it's called that.
It is.
And isn't it something that Tiffany would get the Tiffany stone?
Absolutely.
Oh, only Tiffany. Powerful sister here, you guys. You just don't know. You'll be hearing from Tiffany. Just an amazing stone, Tiffany, that you brought back that really, really just helps with so many different things. And really it's about spiritual truth. And I know that that's at the core of a big part of who you are. So now, Tiffany, let's talk about your victory lap. I want you to kind of share some with us about your victory lap.
Well, I am celebrating the fact that I can learn to trust myself more, and I'm learning to do that, and it feels good doing that. And being able to just kind of focus on myself, give myself permission to do that, and not have to make any excuses for that, and to just feel good about doing that and then seeing the end result in my feeling, in my emotional state. So,
and just
allowing myself to be unique and share that with others too, and no apologies.
This is beautiful, beautiful. So, Tiffany, did you also call in for a reading, or you just wanted to share?
Of course.
Well, you know me. I don't give anyone a reading unless they ask for it. So that's the reason I ask, even though it's you, Tiffany. Well, I'll be excited to share this with you. I want to talk about some of these things as you begin to move yourself into this era of the origin and really align yourself with this energy. For you, what's going to be key? I want you to write this down because this is going to be key for you and your transformation. And that word is transformation. I want you to write that down. Transformation is that's going to be your theme. Know that you're going to be transforming. So this means this is an opportunity for things that you've never done to be able to do. But I want to kind of give you some understanding because I'm kind of going back into your records. And one of the things, Tiffany, for you, I don't know if you've ever caught a vision of this, but what I'm seeing right now, Spirit is showing me that you've actually had visions of this particular place. And it's actually you, and you're walking up and you're doing work on a mountain, and you're in what is known as now South America. And you lived in this particular area of South America. Have you ever had visions of that, Tiffany?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, certainly. Even just reading the book, The Cosmic Serpent, I think it's called. I had an insane connection with South America and the mountains. And every time I see Machu Picchu and all of that, I feel like I need to be there. Or I sit there.
Yeah.
Or I know what it's like being there. So, yeah.
Yes. So, you know, this is confirmation. And for those of you who've had Akashic Record readings from me, you know. So this is just really kind of giving you a taste of this so you can see how this works. Well, Tiffany, some of the things that you've struggled with here in this life, let me kind of help you to understand and explain it to you so you can see. First of all, one of the things is you were in this area back what would have been ancient times in South America, and you were on this particular mountain, and you actually lived with your tribe on this mountain. The women, the people in this particular tribe were the most beautiful people that ever anyone has seen in this particular region, in this particular area. And some of you out there, you may have even been a part of this tribe too, but for you, Tiffany, one of the things that happened is that because these women were so beautiful, they constantly were getting kidnapped. They were getting taken by other tribes. And so the men did certain things to the women in this particular tribe so that they could downplay their beauty, so they could downplay who they were, so that they would not have to constantly be in a position where they would have to defend and always be in battle of bringing back their wives and their daughters. And you are a part of this tribe, Tiffany. So one of the things that's happening for you now in this particular life, everything that you've done, you've had to downplay. You feel like you're downplaying yourself, that you had to downplay yourself. You had to keep downplaying yourself. And so whether that's you speaking your mind or whether that's you doing things that you want to do, it always feels that there's someone there that is suppressing you, that if your light truly comes out, they couldn't handle it. So it's this constant battle. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Oh, you're over there screaming. So I want you to understand because this is a process of bringing this ancient knowledge online to release you. And so one of the things that they did is they created these tattoo markings on the face of these women. And the other thing that they had them do was to put these apparatuses in their nose so that they could distort their face so that they would not be beautiful.
Wow.
A lot of this energy you brought back. And so some of the things that's very hard for you to get over is to see your own beauty.
to see your own light. You may even find that there are things about your facial features that you want to change, if you could change. There may even be things about your personality, things that you want to do. But here's what I want to reveal to you tonight for you, is you can release that because you're no longer in that tribe. No one is going to come and steal you if you become who you are. If you show your beauty, you're not going to get snatched away. That's not going to happen to you. So live your light. Stand in your light. Own your light. Stop suppressing yourself. Stop depressing yourself. Stop numbing yourself. Your world that you have in front of you, that world can change. That world can be bright. That world can be anything that you can imagine. You are in another phase of this transformation. Feel your spirit, and wherever that leads you, that's where you follow.
All right. Okay. That was amazing. Thank you for that. Thank you. That brought a lot of clarity and, you know, gave me more permission to set myself free. Thank you. Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Tell me.
I'm a little speechless.
You're a little speechless. I was going to say, tell me about the clarity, because I know it helped you. I could feel it. I'm in your records right now, and I can feel what you felt like having to sit in the woods and in the mountains and to be in this particular place. You're not here to fall off the mountain this time. You can stop falling. You can stop finally falling.
I feel released. I feel like it is confirmation of a new phase for me. Because the feelings that I'm feeling right now, cycle, feel familiar, but feel completely different. And now that you've said that, I feel that I can go ahead and extend that for myself. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
You're welcome. Peace and love to you, Tiffany. Get that Tiffany stone and put it in your pocket.
I will.
And
I
call
will.
Back and let us know how it's going. Peace and love to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And I love you. Thank you very much.
I love you too. Thank you. Peace and love. Peace and love.
Okay.
Oh, that was beautiful. Beautiful. Beautiful, you guys. It's an amazing night. We're taking our victory lap. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. And we're going to go to the next caller, and I'm just picking callers here because I don't even know. It looks like everybody's hand is up. 770, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Can you cut your speakers off?
I'm sorry, I didn't even expect you to get the minute. Okay.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. Who's on the line, please?
This is Akasha.
Okay, greetings to you, Akasha.
Did you
do the vision?
I did.
Tell us what you got.
And my crystal was very long and it was very large. It was like a reddish, it's hard for me to even describe it. It was like a mix of a violet, blue, reddish looking color.
Mm-hmm.
And it had, at the top, it was like very pointy, but there were short, pointy ends and long, sharp, pointy
mm-hmm.
ends on it.
Mm-hmm.
It was very, very bright.
Okay. So tell us about who was in the boat with you.
It was a guy. He looked like he may have been Native American or something like that. It was kind of hard to tell, but he didn't look. The look that he had kind of looked Native American, but he his clothing maybe a
mm-hmm.
little more modern, slightly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't really know.
Mm. Okay, all right. And how did that feel for you when you were going through that? Someone in the chat room is saying they had sort of the same similar experiences that you had right there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, interesting. I was very comfortable. I love the water, and I absolutely love dolphins, so I actually had a lot of fun with my dolphins.
Beautiful. So, okay, so now, tell me again, describe your crystal to me again, one more time, because I think I have it here. So let's see.
It's it was, like, very long, very tall, and it looks like a violet. It seemed like the colors would change a little bit, but like a little bit of a violet, blue, and even reddish color to it.
Mm-hmm.
And it had very pointy, sharp edges at the top. Some were shorter than the others.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Very bright.
Mm-hmm. Very bright. Hmm. Wow. Okay. The crystal, and I want you to take a look at this to see, and I want to say it sounds like what you might have had was called, well, first, let me ask you this, because I'm going back to this. Did you say the dolphins were speaking to you?
Oh, no, they were. I just had a lot of fun with them. I love dolphins.
Mm-hmm. Okay, okay. So did they speak to you?
No. Mm-mm.
Oh, okay, okay. Mm. The crystal I want to say that's coming to me that you had with you is a vandenite, which is spelled V-A-N-A-D-I-N-I-T-E, vandenite. If you could take a look at that, I want you to take a look at that and tell me if that was sort of the crystal that you've seen, vandenite. See if that was sort of the colors and the crystal. It may not be the shape, but I want you to look at the colors and the energy, because this is what I'm getting you with the vandenite. Yeah, the vandenite. Vandenite.
Okay, I saw it. I clicked on one picture, but I saw a picture that looked more like it. So I was standing there.
Yeah, sometimes they can they can vary, but just see if you see anything that kind of comes close to that. This is what I'm really kind of getting, is that it was a vandenite.
Yeah, it does look like those colors. It was just very big.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, and I'm going to say that this is definitely the crystal. I want to share this with you. What I really like about the vandenite, this particular crystal, is that it really helps to sort of facilitate or promote sort of, you know, things in your life by helping you sort of kind of define your goals, you know, what your soul mission is, to help you get these things in order. It also helps you to get movement, and it helps you to begin to move forward in the things that you want to accomplish in your life. It really is that stone that I call the get on the road stone. It is the stone that when you have all of these thoughts, you have all of these dreams, these things that you want to do, but it really helps you to begin to place these things in order so that you can begin to move in that direction.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like what I need.
Yes, yes, yes. And it does a lot with the body and the spirit. And it really is sort of a heal thyself particular crystal. It really helps that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it also helps you with if anybody wants to, this is a crystal for you, if you want to begin to get into conserving how you spend your currency, if you think that you're not spending your currency correctly, this is a crystal for it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it helps promote it helps to get you to get in touch with pure unmanifested energy. Does that make sense? It really helps you to get in touch with that. really helps you to get in touch with that. So did you also call in for a reading as well, Akasha?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I think I'm going to go with whatever spirit wants me to know.
Okay. Well, one of the things that we're really talking about, and before we actually get to the reading, I want you to tell me about your victory lap, because, you know, we're celebrating victories here. So what is your victory that you're celebrating as you get ready to take your victory lap and we come into the cycle of origin?
I could say several things. I've made a lot of progress in terms of just really healing myself, and I've actually just the other day was looking back at, I guess, kind of like a life review, looking back at my life and seeing how far I've come and how much work I've done, and just looking at like how much I've developed spiritually on all levels, really.
Beautiful.
And I'm glad because I'm getting more clients for my business. Yay!
Yes, that's a great thing to definitely celebrate. Yes, that is a great thing to celebrate. That is beautiful. I want to begin to just talk to you a little bit and really just helping you to understand some of those things when it comes to begin to get into your records. And so one thing for you, it has a lot to do with some of the things of the past life. And this particular thing of the past life had to do with you working with sheep. Now, sheep are very unique animals, but you actually worked and you worked with sheep in one of your past lives. So I'm interested to know if you have any connections in this life to sheep.
I have no idea. I don't think so. I've never been around any sheep.
Well, you know, I think now that when we think about sheep, we think about them in many different ways. But particularly one of the things that you helped to do was to shave the sheep, and their clothing was actually made, the sheep clothing was actually made as clothes, as coats, as things to keep you very, very warm in the winter months. So the sheep, you tended to the sheep, but you were able to really make a connection with the sheep and really help to keep them safe and to keep them secure. And as a result of that, I'll tell you that that this is really one of the things that you enjoy doing, was leading the sheep around. So even though we typically know what a sheep herder was, that's kind of what you did. That was a part of your role. You cared for the sheep and you took care of the sheep and you led them around. And so in this carnation, one of the things that you constantly struggled with was who were you going to lead? Does that make sense?
Yes.
Who were you going to lead? You always knew that, and we're looking at typical terms here that may not be how you articulated it in your mind, but you knew that you did come back to do some leading. But of this time, it's not of sheep. And why things didn't work for you in the past is because you were trying to treat them like sheep. Follow me. Go this way. Turn left. Turn right. Come over here. You can't go there. That didn't work for you. But there are some things that you've adjusted in your business when it came to yourself and also to others. And so now you're really helping to make your connection with humans and not sheep. Does that make sense?
Yes.
No, real talk. Real talk. So this is really, really a big thing, what it's about. This is about you not seeing your role as the people who can't communicate with you. Because one of the things, you're a very spiritual sister, very well connected, but when it comes to your communication and articulating it to another person, you struggle in that area, correct?
Mm-hmm, I do.
This is why. Because a lot of your communication that was done with the sheep was done telepathically. And so this is also a strength you brought back in this life. So a lot of times it is like you are telepathically communicating with people without saying anything.
Mm-hmm.
So these are some of the things to begin to look at. I think you got the sheep lesson. Hold on to that. Run your business like you are communicating verbally to people. Work on that. Work on that skill set. Get yourself grounded and being able to verbalize yourself to the person that you're communicating with. Verbalize that. That's gonna really, really help you to open that up. It will be times that you have to use some of the other telepathic communication. Those things are important too, but you have that. You understand what I'm saying? I want you to work on more of the other aspects of it. This is going to bring balance to that. And then here's another thing. When it comes to a lot of the actions and thoughts that you had with your business and all of those things, you've revamped some things. You need to get a completely new story and revamp it all. And everything that you notice that you made a shift in, you're going to see the change open up for you.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does.
So come from the heart with that. Know that. We have a sheep herder, you guys. And this is just one of your past lives. You know, we've had about 100. But one of them, really to remind you that you're not leading sheep. You're not. You're leading people, so it's going to require you to really open up and become more verbal. You have a beautiful voice, and you have a lot of beautiful vibrations to get out. You want to make sure that you're getting them out from a very balanced place and coming from that place of your heart. And that's
okay.
Where the shift is going to come from you. So you have to become more vocal, more open up, and just kind of, you know, take time every day to connect with someone who knows about your business and the work that you want to do, and just reach out and communicate verbally to them.
Okay. That makes sense.
All right.
Okay. That sounds good. Thank you.
You're welcome. Come back and let us know how everything is going as you keep moving into this era of origin. So beautiful, beautiful. Continue. Peace and love to you. Thank you so much for calling in, Akasha.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, let's see, from area code 612. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Minneapolis, Minnesota. Greetings, Miss Blue and family. How
are Greetings. Greetings. Who's calling in?
Nafisa.
Nafisa?
Nafisa.
Nafisa.
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
I like that. Did you do the meditation, Nafisa?
Yes, ma'am, I did. And what I saw was a green crystal, but in the boat. And then I kept getting interrupted, family members calling on the other phones and this phone, and I'm trying to just, you know, keep with you. And I didn't see a guide, though. And
okay.
I was fearful of jumping in the water, but I managed to do it. And it was light, and it was like airy. And it was like a dolphin did come to show at the stairs. And it was like this crystal jumped out and said, a aventurine. It was green with red in it. So I don't know if that's what it was for sure. But
you said
it was
what now?
It was a green oblong crystal, and it opened up just like a watermelon, and it showed red. So that was what I saw. And as far as, like I said, the guide, I didn't see because my other phone kept ringing and interrupting what I was trying to do. So I don't know if that's good or bad. Interruption.
Well, everything happens. So many different reasons. I wanna see if I can see the crystal that I've seen. You said the crystal was green, and when it opened up, and
it was
color.
Like a deep green.
Like
the water
deep
was clear, yes.
Mm-hmm.
It was like air, but it was airy.
Well, beautiful. I'm so glad that you took the journey, you know. Mm-hmm. That's a big part of it. I'm going to tell you the crystal that I believe that came up for you, that spirit is really just helping me to really kind of see this. And I'm going to spell it for you.
All
right. T-H-L-O-G-O-P-I-T.
Falafel pit.
This particular crystal, are you able to take a look at it and see if that's the crystal?
Not at this exact moment.
Okay, you're not able to take a look. I really believe that this is the crystal. And let me tell you a little bit about this particular crystal, and this is going to make sense to you here.
Mm-hmm.
The crystal has a lot of these minerals, and what they're used for this particular is to strengthen channels of activity. So this really helps you to strengthen different channels that are coming in and remove any kind of spiritual blockage that may block the channels that are coming in. So this also helps to provide or helps you with your awareness. It's also an excellent crystal that is used to relieve any kind of back pain. And it also helps with iron and potassium. It's these crystals that really, really help with this.
Mm-hmm.
And it also helps with any kind of mental confliction. And it's a very, very green stone. It comes out of the tourmaline family, this particular crystal. And it also, the name coming from Greek is actually a fiery name. So this is where I can see that red energy beginning to come out of this particular crystal.
Mm-hmm.
It brings energy from what we call the four cardinal directions. So utilizing north, south, east, and west, this is the crystal to bring the energy of all of these different directions together.
Mm-hmm.
So a real powerful crystal. If you can get a chance, I want you to begin to work on that.
Okay.
So now, here's one of the things that I want you to do. What I'm actually going to do is I want to talk to you about how your health has been lately. How has your health been lately?
Well, I am diabetic. My knee blew out Friday,
yes.
So I don't know if it's a tear in my meniscus or like the athletes get something. I just stepped on the steps and almost come down them. Because my knee just went out, and I flew myself backwards to keep from going down the stairs.
Right. Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, here's some of the things. I'm going to do a quick body scan on you. You kind of led into some of that, but that's fine. I'm going to do a very, very quick body scan on you. So really quick, for those who've had the Akasha, not the Akasha record reading, but for those of you who've had the sacred session, I do the body scan when necessary, and then also the holistic readings. But let me do a body scan on you really, really quick, okay?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to check some things out. Just one second. Thank you. Okay, one of the things that I want to talk to you about, and these will be some of the things that you may not have mentioned, and but I want to talk to you mainly about your back, about your back. Mm-hmm. Have you had any back problems?
No, not at this point in time.
Yeah. No back problems, because what I actually seen is that there kind of was sort of this jolting in your back, and that jolting in the back is what actually caused you to kind of double back on your knee and for your knee to go out. But just some things to for you to begin to think about on that. Here's where I want to look at the source of this, because I see a lot of things going on energetically. Like you said, the diabetes, I see you taking your medicine for that. But I also want you to begin to incorporate a more holistic diet, because this is something that you can begin to get under control and really rid yourself off of a lot of the medication.
But
this stems from emotional loss.
Yes.
This is at the root cause of everything. When I scan your body over and I begin to look at your different energy sections that are within your body, all of them lead to emotional loss in every single one of these particular areas. And so this is really about these areas. I also see some things going on in the reproductive system for you. I don't know if that was in the past or a couple of years back you had some issues with that.
No, not just. Well, I had my tubes tied to keep.
Yes, from, yes.
Yeah, bringing forth so many so fast.
Yes, yes. Well, this is still in that, and there is some things from that in that particular time period of when you had your tubes tied. How long ago was that? Was that, I don't know, I'm getting two numbers, 5 years ago, 15 years ago? How long ago was that?
Longer, a little bit longer.
A little longer than 15 years ago. Well, what happened with you about 5 years ago? Because I see that this was another emotional loss that you suffered.
5 years? Five years ago, a loss. I can't pinpoint it at this moment, point in time.
Let's see. That would have been 2007.
No, I didn't have any losses. No.
Something that hit you emotionally. This was just a big emotional, I see an emotional shift that you went through 5 years ago.
Yes, an emotional very traumatic to me, yes.
Yes.
Yes. well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it carries over of uncertainties of things of my life. Yes.
Right, right. So you know what I'm talking about 5 years ago when this emotional thing came. Well, I want you to think back, and I know we don't have a lot of time here to really kind of go into this, but I want to give you a lot of things for you to take away. The first one that I want you to know is I want you to think about what happened 5 years ago, and then I want you to think about what happened 15 years ago, which would have put it 10 years prior to that. And so these things both are connected with each other, and I know you will be able to see that. These are the things. Here's what I want you to work with. If you can get your hand on that stone, this is definitely going to help you get back on your stone. But I also want you to start wearing silver, carrying silver around you, wearing silver around you. As we know that different colors give off frequencies, they give off energy. And this color of silver is going to help you do something that you probably thought you never wanted to do again. And this silver is going to help you get pregnant with new ideas. And this is what's missing with you. This is what you need to get back on track. You need to get pregnant with new ideas. This is helping you get pregnant with new ideas and having a new part of your life added back to you. You need to get pregnant again. Wear the color of silver. I know it sounds funny, but you got to get pregnant again. This is going to help you with all of this emotional loss to begin to bring this energy back into balance for yourself. These are the areas that you need to work on. You do. Your knee represents your pride. Your knee is where your ego is. Your knee shows in this physical reality, when we look at the occult side, how flexible you actually are. And that's one of the things that you still struggle with, is being flexible when you can't see the vision. You're doing a lot of good work here, but I need you to get pregnant. That's your goal. Get pregnant. Have a baby. Come back. Tell us in 9 months what you gave birth to. And as we get ready to go out here tonight, I want you to do your victory lap. And I need you to tell me, what are you celebrating?
What am I celebrating?
Yes, what are you celebrating? And we only got a few more minutes before the after hour, so we've got 1 minute and 59 seconds. What are you celebrating? Tell me something you've accomplished thus far that you are celebrating. Come on. You know
I don't know if I have accomplished yet, but I'm looking forward to.
Oh, yes, you have. Find something to celebrate now. I don't care if it's no more than you living and getting up, but find something to celebrate. Now you understand why I say you need to get pregnant. You need to get pregnant. You need to attempt to get pregnant in the physical. I'm not telling you to go pick somebody off the street. But you need to get pregnant. You have got to get pregnant by someone or something. So either in the physical realm, get pregnant, or the spiritual realm. But you need to give birth to something new. This is what's going to help you move into origin. So the next time you call in, the next time you talk to Ms. Blue, I want you to say, Ms. Blue, I'm touching my belly right now. I am pregnant. I have got myself. I done went out. And at my age, got myself pregnant, because you need to get pregnant. You need a new idea.
All right.
So peace and love, and I want you to hold on. But get pregnant and come back and tell us about it. All right, you guys. Peace and love. A powerful share here this evening. I'm going to continue here. We're going to go into the after hours as well. And I want you guys to call in, if you can, 23 seconds. I don't know if we have time for you to call in. But peace and love, much love to all of you guys. Tonight is about a celebration. We're dumping everything. We're moving into origin, the new era coming up. It's all about that. If you do the meditation again, go back. Much love, warm spirit. Peace and love to all of you guys. We'll be back next week, and we're going to keep doing it. We're in the after hours. We're in the after hours, so download, download, download. Download for the rest of you who are not on the phone lines. I hear the phone lines are all filled up. So download, 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 you guys. Thank you so much for celebrating, doing your victory laps here. We're going to keep going. I know many of you guys are there. Okay. All right. Okay. Got you. Everyone's telling me their crystals. Email me, question for Blue. Hit me up on Twitter. Hit me up on Facebook. Thank you to Esther. Thank you to Sister Munya. All of you guys, let's keep going. We're going to go to the next caller. It looks like calling in. It looks like it says Block a Pit. Let's see. Block a Pit?
Yes. Hello?
Yes, hello. Greetings.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. Who's on the line?
This is LaShawn from Atlanta.
Oh, calling from where?
Atlanta.
Okay, greetings to you. You're on Skype right now. So
yes.
I see you calling in. Yes, yes. So did you get a chance to do the meditation?
No, I didn't, but do have a question about meditation.
Okay, here's what I want you to do. I want you to hold the line because we're doing a very special celebration here. I will make sure I come back to you, but I want to get those who have done the meditation in so that we can go through this. So I got you right here, Block a Pit. Got you. I'll come right back to you. So hold the line for me. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 803. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Oh, yay. Hey, Miss Blue. This is April from South Carolina. How are you?
Okay, great. Greetings to you, April, calling from South Carolina.
That meditation, that vision quest was fabulous.
Thank you.
It really was. First of all, let me just say that, I guess I'll just start there. My guide, he was South American, and I don't know why, but he looked like a fisherman. And he was really intent on getting me where I needed to go. He never turned around and looked at me, but I just got the sense that he was a fisherman, and his job was just to stay in the front of that boat and get me where I'm supposed to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I absolutely love dolphins. I'm like one of the last callers.
Oh,
and when I got in the water, the dolphin was just there waiting for me, and I was just like, okay, I'm good now. It's like I was with my ace. And when he came back to get me, or he or she, I guess I should say, when he came back to get me, it was like, okay, good. I'm happy now the dolphin's back. But crystal was actually kind of the same color as the last mask that I had from last week's vision quest.
Mm. Okay.
It was something that I never, ever would have picked for myself. Like, I don't really like shiny things or like expensive jewelry, but this thing looked like the clearest emerald cut diamond set in like an antique, like pewter setting. And the thing was, it was just like crystal clear. Like you could see through it, but it was just the brightest like reflection. And at the same time, that it was like this bright, clear reflection, not like white, but just like when you look into a really, really nice diamond. It was the same intensity in like a very pale blue and a very pale pink. And I don't like things like that. I don't like things that look like they're set in, like, you know, platinum or something like that. It looks like a very expensive ring, but it was the one that jumped out at me.
Okay. And you said very, what was the color of it again?
It was clear, but it was very, very, like, bright clear, like looking into it, like one of the most perfect diamonds. So it wasn't white, but it was just clear. And
it was just clear.
Yes, it was like full of light at the same time. But the same intensity came from the pink and from the light blue.
Okay, I got you. I want you to look up, if you can look up this particular stone, because this is sort of where spirit is leading me.
Okay.
And I believe it's pronounced a Clevelandite. And it's spelled Clevelandite, a Clevelandite.
Clevelandite.
D-I-T-E.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. See if you can see that, and see if that's sort of similar to what you've seen.
Let's see.
And I'm not sure what the web has.
Ooh,
you know, is that it?
Yeah, that's
you see it.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yay!
That's it.
Oh my gosh.
Now, let me tell you about this crystal. This is really one of the powerful ones. And I remember when I first came across this particular crystal and started to just kind of look at some of its energy. It really has the energy that works with all the different astral planes and the different realms and realities. It really helps that. It's the crystal I call the knowing. You know, we talked about that early. And it helps you to know everything that is going on that has to do with your life, your journey, your safe passage. It's also one of those crystals that really just keeps you in the know. It really keeps you in the know. It helps assist you on all of your undertakings, everything that you're doing. It really, really, it's an excellent crystal for anything, for skin disease, if you have asthma, if you have any kind of heart diseases. It really works with all of that. But a very powerful crystal to connect you with other realms and realities.
Wow.
Yes, yes, yes. Isn't that a very beautiful? Yes, yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
And yeah. my celebration, Ms. Blue, is about me actually in the last 2 years being thrown into kind of like, or I guess I could say I threw myself into that situation, but I'm in kind of like things, you know, I was in the same cycle like for my whole life, same cycle. Mm. And I always felt like, oh, it's okay because I can always figure a way to get out of it. And right. I would fix it, but then go right back into the same cycle. So about 2 years mm-hmm. ago, I was at the start of the cycle again. And
mm-hmm.
I actually decided that, no, this time I'm not going to go back into the cycle. So whatever it takes,
right.
I'm going to take time for myself, and I'm going to understand what all this means and what all this happens. And so
right.
that was about the time that I was actually introduced to your show.
Beautiful. Very
and
powerful.
Over the last 2 years, just from really paying attention to myself, and I think we talked about this the last maybe couple of times that I talked to you, I have mm-hmm. really started to understand the intuition and the Kim deck. Is I'm just rolling with the Kim deck and loving knowing myself, and I understand, like, and I was saying at one time, and I thought the Kim deck was leading me, but now I get that the Kim deck is just a mirror. And a lot of
yes.
times I'll be feeling something and I'll pull the card, and the card is just confirmation.
Yes, and that's exactly what it is. It's not leading you. It is your reflection. It is your mirror. So beautiful. Oh, know your magic. That's right, Jay Wood. Yes, yes. And the records are so priceless. But let me tell you this, because it's just so many amazing things that are just coming up for you at this particular time and everything that's going on. And you talked about yourself, and you talked about these different particular cycles. And one of the things that I will tell you that I've seen that you were, a lot of South American energy tonight. I can just feel that with the people calling in. So I'm gonna do some extra studies in this particular area. But I also see you somewhere, which would be somewhere in the South America region here. And what you were doing is you actually was working with yarn. You worked with yarn. You were a part of the weaver groups. And some women, a lot of women have come back and they've been a part of the weaver group. But in this particular weaver group where you would make different things, different clothing, different things that would go on with this particular weaver group, and you would sit there day in and day out and do the same thing over and over again. So in this carnation, I'll just show you guys how things works in the Akashic Records, anything that you have to do the same thing, oh, that's maddening to you.
Oh,
very
God.
Maddening.
Oh, my God. That's what I was going to ask you about.
So, yes, you were a part of the weavers. You were a part of the weaving group. And one of the things that happened with you in this particular weaving group is that you had a daughter, and you were very close to your daughter, but one of the things you did not want for her was for her to grow up and become a weaver. You didn't want her to be a part of this weaving group. So as a result of it, what you did is there was a family that was traveling that you had weaved some clothes from, and you asked them to please take your child and raise them so that she would not have to follow in your footsteps. You still with me?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because I always tell my daughter, I mean, I just always have this feeling with my daughter that, you know, whatever it is, whatever you want to do, whatever you feel like is important to you, I don't care what it is, I don't care what your occupation is, I just want you to be happy. And I always tell her, if that means, you know, you want to go work on the other side of the world, or if that means you want to go to college in Hawaii, and if that means you want to, you know, just
right.
go on a trip and find yourself, I will support you in any way I can. I never
mm-hmm.
want her to feel like she has to stay close to me to be happy.
Yes. And so now you can understand why the records, the Akashic record readings, are so important, why they are essential, because it brings clarity of why you have this urgency to let your daughters go. Most mothers will say, oh, I want to keep my girl close as possible. It is because of this record that you had together that you guys are now reconnecting yourselves together. So she was your daughter in the past life. This is why she's a very good daughter. And I know you can bear witness to that. She's an excellent daughter because you guys have been mother and daughter before in a past life. And so even here, you're helping her because you gave her up in a past life and shown that you wanted a better life for her, that in this life you are remembering that, and this has been your whole mission and your whole plight for her, is to let her know that whatever her heart is calling her to do, that you support her 100%, even if that means moving away from you.
That's sick, and I mean sick in a good way. Well, can I ask you one more question, Ms. Blue? Because
yes,
this is what I wanted to, if you were going to do a reading for me, I was going to ask you, with me coming into a place where I am trusting myself more and I am getting in touch with my knowing, and it's becoming okay with me in a sense. Like, it feels natural. Like, it feels good. Like, hey, this is me.
Right.
With me also feeling like I cannot do the same thing day in, day out. I have a hard time now. It seems like before I was completely the other way. Now it's like the pendulum is all the way over on the other side. And I have a hard time setting routines. So I know that there are things that I need to do to be consistent in order to get to the place that I want to be and do some of the things I want to do. But it's like setting a routine is like, it makes me itch all over, like doing the same thing.
Yes.
Every single day is torture.
Yes, and let me tell you why this has happened for you. You said 2 years ago you started listening to the show. 2 years ago, your spiritual DNA, which is in your Akashic records, got activated for you. And once that activation comes, you can no longer go back to not knowing. So this is why now, the more and more that you begin to do your work, it's getting harder and harder to follow these routines. And that's the way it's supposed to be. This is what I say. Ditch the damn routine. Forget about the routine. Don't worry about it. Because the mere fact of you even trying to put energy into following it, it's going to hold you back. Don't worry about the routine. What you want to begin to tap into, and that's what we've tapped into now that we're in your Akashic records at this time, is that you have a destiny. And one of the things about yourself that you often came back to do is not only just to be a good mother, you're an excellent mother and you've done that very well, but it is also to bring together a collective group of women and begin to start this weaving, but this time it's going to be done more on a spiritual level, more on a physical level than it has been done in the past. So this is about you aligning yourself with your destiny now, and that means that you have to begin to do things completely different. Trust me, it's a struggle. So what you're going to do is I want you to start creating what I call a thoughts and things list. And I want you to put down all of those thoughts that you have about things that you want to do. And then on one side of the paper, you put your thoughts. This is your thoughts. Oh, I wish I could just, today I want to just lay in the bed, or I just want to finish reading this book, or I want to work with some crystals, or I want to do some work on this. Whatever those thoughts are, I want you to write them down. Okay. Draw a line in the middle of the paper. On the other side, you're going to write things. These are things that you must do. Maybe it's go to work. Maybe it's then come home and cook dinner. Maybe it's then study. Maybe it is doing some reports. Whatever it is. And I want you to pair them up side by side, because one of the things that I've come to know is that you have to do enough of the things in your life that you want to do so you can have the energy to do those things that maybe you're not as challenged to do. So when you begin to pair them up, this is how you begin to do your victory dance. So, for instance, let's just say hypothetically one of the things, well, I'll let you name it, that you're very challenged, that you can't seem to do and you always fall behind. What is that thing?
person that I always fall behind on.
Is it cleaning?
It could be housework, yeah, just different parts of housework, yeah.
Yeah, different part. That's what came to me, so we'll go with that. So cleaning. So now you put your cleaning there. On the other side, tell me something that you would rather do instead of clean. What would you rather do instead of clean?
Oh, it's so funny. I love to organize. Like, I can organize, like, in my sleep. But if you put it under the veil of cleaning, then it's like, oh, no. But if
so
it's just organizing.
So here's what I want you to do, because I've done a lot of shows on this. Funky Feng Shui. The first part is clearing the clutter and organizing. So you put organizing over here. So this is how you reward yourself. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to clean up and I'm going to incorporate some funky feng shui and some organizing in it, and I'm going to get it done. When you start to do it that way with your thoughts and things, you can do it. You'll see how it becomes easier, because one of the things that you'll also recognize is that those other tasks that you may not want to do is also helping to build you and get you to the place of what you're supposed to do. Know that all work is about you. And you having a sacred space where you can function in and take care of things and having them together is going to make you that much more powerful when it comes to your magic. All right?
Oh, thank you so much, Ms. Blue. That's wonderful.
Yes. So congratulations to you and your daughter. You guys have been mother and daughter before, and you're doing an excellent job now. You've been able to love her like a mother should love and give her the things that she needs as far as support and really encouraging her to follow her dreams. And just kind of remember, a lot of times when I do Akashic Record readings for people, they will actually go back and start to have dreams. So pay attention to your dreams. You may even see this dream unfolding for you. Drink plenty of fluids, because this is going to help you. Spirit moves with fluid, and really just begin to just embrace yourself into this energy. Very powerful revelation. Keep doing your magic, because that's making a greater individual commitment in yourself. Just stay in your magic with that. And to do that. And so everything, you got your verification. People always say, Miss Blue, how would I know when you're in my records? Now you know. You've got a taste of what that's like, because you said, oh, my gosh, my daughter, I'm always telling her, and this is something I felt, and this is something you've carried with you, and I hate doing these things. This is how you know. Here's your beautiful confirmation, and I'm glad that I could be that reflection and light for you here.
Thank you so much, Miss Blue.
Oh, thank you as well. Peace and love, and let us know how it goes.
I will. Thank you. Have a good night.
Thank you. All right. Good night. Beautiful. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code. Let's see what area code we're going to go to. Calling in from area code 469, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
I'm Ms. Blue. This is Hadia calling from DeSoto, Texas.
Okay, greetings to you. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I could not be better. It's an amazing night here. Victory laps everywhere. So tell us about what you were able to do on the Vision Quest and what you brought back.
Well, once I got to the boat with the guide, it was a man, and he was very loving. It seemed like we had some type of relationship prior.
Okay.
As I got on the boat, he actually kissed my hand.
Oh, beautiful.
And then we went on. We went on, and then when the dolphin came up to the boat, I jumped into the water with the dolphin, and I turned into a mermaid.
Okay.
So then I went on and swam down with the dolphin. And as I was swimming, I was kind of petting the dolphin, rubbing on the dolphin. And as I got down to the mansion, it actually looked like this house that near where I live. And it's a mm-hmm. house that I said, oh, I would love to live there. It's a really big house. It's all white.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the house, I mean, that's what the mansion looked like.
Okay.
And as I went inside, I did, the crystal that I saw that caught my attention was actually a peach color.
Mm-hmm.
And it was actually a ring. It looked like a ring top, a little candy ring top. But it was an actual ring. It was clear, no blemishes, but the color was peach.
It's like a peach color. Okay.
I actually put the ring on my ring finger.
That's beautiful. That was really beautiful. That was good. Did you have any kind of reservations going into the water?
Not really.
Okay, good, good.
Not really. I was able to just kind of jump in because I really like water. So I don't really have any necessary fear of it, especially
right.
since the dolphin was there. I guess that kind of helped me calm
yeah,
the fear
yeah,
that I may have
does.
Had.
Yes.
So, and any time I left the dolphin, I made sure that I gave the dolphin fish just to thank the dolphin for leading me where I needed to go. And as I came back to the boat, I just felt at peace. I felt happiness. And I was smiling the whole time.
I love it. I love it. All right. Well, I'm going to tell you, I want you to look this particular crystal up because this is a crystal that came up with you. And it's called a calcite, C-A-L-C-I-T-E. And a peach calcite. I want you to take a look at that and tell me if that's the particular crystal that you've seen, the peach calcite. Let me know once you have
yes, it looks definitely like the ring that I saw because it wasn't necessarily super shiny, but the clarity was pretty clear.
Okay. All right. Well, this is really, really a very unique crystal. I like this particular crystal because it has a lot to do with, and I'll tell you what it's used in, and you said something about that, is it's used in a lot of love rituals.
Okay.
This particular crystal is used in love rituals. And some of the other ways or some of the other things that this particular crystal, the calcite does, is that it really helps with if you have any kidney problems, any bladder problems. have you been experiencing that, haven't you?
Actually, yesterday, I haven't drunk soda in a long time. Yesterday, I just happened to be in my sister's house, and I drank some soda, and I usually don't do that. And I started having a lot of pain in my kidney area. So I was like, I need to drink a lot of water because it's just it's not really normal.
Now, I want you guys to see just how magical all of this is. This is why, because when we do these different vision quests, our bodies will also bring things back that we need for us. And what the calcite does, particularly the peach calcite, is that it helps the body to remember its state of perfection.
Okay.
If you're experiencing anything, so it brings it back, and it really helps with kidneys, anything in the spleen, the bladder.
it works for these particular things. What you can do, and you should be able to find a calcite anywhere, you know, where stones or crystals are sold. You want to find you a peach calcite, and it looks like candy. So it's interesting that you say that. It kind of looks like candy. I have crystal calcite, and I love it. It's a good one. But you're going to get the crystal, you're going to get the calcite. To begin to work with it, what you're going to do, once you clear the energy and begin to then work with the energy, then you're going to take it and you're going to put the peach calcite on the side of your body where you feel that at, you know, where you feel that at. And you can just lay it there. You can actually tape it there or just kind of hold it down. But this really, really helps with this particular area to put that on the calcite, to hold that calcite energy, that crystal stone there. That's one of the things you want to do. Now, the other thing about the calcite is it really has a blend of what I like to call the heart and mind energy to come together. So the calcite really just helps your mind and your heart to really kind of blend these two energies together. So there's no inner conflict that is going on. It also helps in meditation. It will help to link the heart with the mind, you know, so that the heart can rule and not the mind. And it really helps you to go through loving acts. It's about loving acts and loving feelings. So it really facilitates this type of energy to work with the calcite. So some real amazing energy there with the calcite. That's very powerful. Very, very powerful. All right. So now you want to also get a reading. I don't know how many minutes we got left, you guys. You know how we do. You know how we do. First, I want you to take your victory lap. I want you to take your victory lap from me and tell me what you're celebrating.
I'm celebrating flexibility. I have been very rigid in the past. Even so, when you were talking about knee pain, I had previously had a lot of knee pain, and just recently it started subsiding. And this is because I've started to look at things a little differently, and seeing that I don't have to take one route every time I do something. I can take a different route to get to the same result, and I've been actually doing that rather than, you know, forcing myself to go the same way.
All right. Well, I want to talk to you a little bit about some of the things from your past records and getting into your records. And one of the things that is coming up for you, and it has a lot, it's taking me to the East, where you actually were a warrior back in some ancient times, and you used to belong to a pretty particular tribe that really used to go into a lot of battle, that used to go into a lot of different battles, and I'm going to say, in this particular time, this group that you belong to, that you guys would go off into battle and you would fight these other different clans. And in these different clans that you used to fight, one of the things that you would love to do is that you wanted to spend time back with your family. But most of your time was preparing for these wars that you would have. And in this particular past life, which is something interesting, like I said, we've had so many. You were actually a man at this particular time. You were actually a man. I don't know if you ever had dreams or had these things of being in battle and being in a warrior or any of these?
I don't know that I have had dreams about being in battle, but I do seem to constantly always be battling something.
And that's a big part of what will show up. used to be one of these particular warriors. I'm trying to get some things, but one of the things that brought sadness to you is that you couldn't necessarily be there for your family as much as you wanted to, and that brought sadness to you when you were in battle. And this is where you began to take out much of your aggression, was because of this. But one of the things that did bring you healing, or that you were able to, and if I could give you a time period, I'm going to say study some things around somewhere around 17th, 18th century. That's going to be a good time period for you to begin to look. So okay. What also happened is that you were able to connect with a lot, with some of the other you were able to connect with some of the other warriors who were there too, and you really sort of kind of adapted sort of this Zen-like state. And this is really more about where you were in this Zen-like state. So almost this energy you bring back in this lifetime is almost like that of a modern-day monk. You understand, and things that you used to really enjoy doing is mixing up these soups for those that were wounded and sick, and you would mix the herbs together and put them together in a pot, and you would mix them up and make this very healing soup for them to heal themselves for, while you had memories of being back with your family. Does that make sense in this light?
A little bit, because I am into herbs and I do like to cook.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. There you go. Yeah. Yeah. That's definitely a big part of it, the herbs and you liking to cook. And another thing that I know that you definitely yearned for is definitely yearning for to have that family.
Very true.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. That's always, like, constant in my mind.
Mm-hmm. So you are lining yourself up right with this particular energy. Pay attention to the signs and symbols. Know that when you're cooking, making herbs and soups, this is going to be key for you coming into this aura energy. Working with the calcite, the peach calcite, not just for that, because the peach calcite also brings the heart and the mind into those energies. It helps to align that energy within yourself. This, even just this confirmation here, is really helping to release a lot of the energy that maybe you've been struggling with, especially when it comes to relationships and understanding those things. Mixing yourself up a particular soup is going to be great healing for you, not only a mental level, spiritual level, but a physical level, and even soups that you can mix to help heal other people too. So this is a big part of where your work is here. When it comes to the particular area of love, signs and symbols, and being able to embrace your shadow side is how you're going to do that. Incidentally, I do see over the course of maybe the next 7 to 8 months, I kind of suck with this kind of time, but I'm really feeling that relationship for you to come into that's going to be a soul connection for you, a sacred union.
Well, that is great to hear.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Great to hear, and I kind of felt like it would be coming soon.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you are lining yourself up with it. So very powerful. So let's have you do your victory lap. What are you celebrating here tonight?
Oh, I was celebrating flexibility, just kind of being able to change and not do the same things over and over again.
Okay. Well, beautiful. There you go. Peace and love to you, and thank you so much. And peace and love. How's my baby boy doing? How's he doing?
He is doing great. He just started kindergarten, and he is loving school.
Oh, did you get him his violin?
I did get him his violin. I'm working to get him into a program, but he does have the actual violin now.
Okay, beautiful. This is one of our baby lotus baby genius prodigy children.
He's still loving the music.
Oh, well, good, good. And I know you're still letting him hear a lot of those things from his reading as well, too. So
yes,
peace
he still
and
loves
love.
Hearing his reading.
Oh, well, beautiful. Give him a hug and a kiss from Miss Blue. So peace
I
and love.
Blue. Thank you. Peace and love.
Thank you. Peace and love. Oh, how beautiful. How beautiful. You guys, woo, y'all are doing the most. Okay, we're going to go to the next caller, and I believe calling in from a private number. So let's go to the line. Peace and greetings. Calling in from a private number. Who's on the line, please? Private number, 000. Private number. Okay, we'll come back. Maybe they don't know their private number. We'll go to the next caller calling in from area code 786. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 786?
Hello?
Yes, hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Oh, this is Roslyn from Miami.
Okay, greetings to you, Roslyn from Miami.
Yes, I went on the vision quest.
Mm-hmm.
I got in the boat. My God was a man.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see his face or anything. I do remember I got in the water, I grabbed a dolphin, and Miss Blue, I don't remember anything after that.
The dolphin just took you in a, you went in a whole nother place, huh? So you didn't get to bring back a crystal?
You know, and Miss Blue, I don't know if it's because I had a bad experience with the water. I don't know if I shut down some kind of way or what, you know.
Yeah.
After I grabbed the dolphin, I don't remember anything.
Don't remember anything. Well, I tell you what, that's okay. How did you feel, though, after the meditation? Because feelings are just as important as what we remember. How did you feel?
You know, I was kind of confused because I remember grabbing the dolphin, then I don't remember anything after that. So I was just kind of confused because I didn't really know what went on. After I got in the boat and I grabbed the dolphin, so I was kind of confused after I came out the meditation. Then I felt kind of bad because I didn't get a crystal.
But that's okay. It's okay. You may just need to go back and do it again, and just kind of get yourself there. Sometimes, you know, the information that we uncover within our own records, It takes a minute to penetrate it, so it's okay. How do you feel? I mean, aside from that, of course, you know, you're like, shucks, I didn't get a crystal, but I tell you what, Miss Blue's going to pick a crystal for you, but go ahead.
You say how I feel now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I feel all right, you know, after I got over my initial disappointment.
Yeah, it's okay. I was even glad
that I was able to get into the water after the you know, I almost drowned when I was a child. So
yes.
I was just glad I was even able to get in the water.
To even get in the water. And so,
yes.
You know, I talked about that earlier about us and many of us who have gone through the middle passage. And so even though you may have drowned as a child, you also have been through that middle passage. A show I want to invite you to listen to, I don't know, you may have, is a show I did a while back called Sisters of Transformation, Never to be Forgotten.
Oh, yes, most definitely. I listened to it, and I made CDs and gave it to other women that I knew.
Yes, that's right. Oh, I know. Yes, I know who you are. Yes, yes. Is this Nubian?
Excuse me?
Is this Nubian?
You said Nubian?
Yes.
I was in an organization, Nubian Sisters.
Interesting. There's another sister that kind of did the same thing. So no worries. So here's what I want you to do, though. When you went and you listened to the show of Sisters of Transformation, Never to be Forgotten, by the way, it is one of the shows that I've, out of all the shows I've done, I've gotten the most feedback on. That anybody has ever come on, myself, anybody, any guest I've ever been on the remix, Sisters of Transformation, Never to be Forgotten. We still get emails to this day from people all over the world that has done that show. So mm-hmm. when you did that, tell me what you seen when you crossed across the bridge.
When I crossed across the bridge?
Mm-hmm.
It was blue. I don't even remember.
mm-hmm. Okay.
I've listened to so many shows, you know, since
I
then.
Know. Yes, yes. Well, I would encourage you to go back and do this
okay.
show again, download it again, and go back in. But no, you, like you said, you're celebrating. You got to the point where you could get in the water and swim with the dolphins. And so I know it's breakthrough on the other side. But here's a stone I want to encourage you to work with. And this is the moonstone. And this
oh,
is just
okay.
a stone I'm going to suggest for you to work with that spirit is saying that's coming up for you at this time. There is a sister out in California that she actually got to go to, I believe it's called Moonstone Beach. And she
mm-hmm.
actually, on a full moon, picked up a whole box of moonstones and sent them
wow.
to me. Very powerful. And she got them during the full moon. The sister is Sister Carol Ann, amazing sister, and she sent me some moonstones. But let me tell you why I love the moonstone, and you'll love this stone and see why Spirit has chosen it for you. The moonstone has a lot of ancient energy in it, and it really holds the energy of the female archetype, you know. And so it really has everything to do with feminine energy. Really, it helps you. It connects the mind to the psychic power of knowing. It also allows you to see through the emotional side of things and get to the spiritual side of things. You know, a lot of times we talk about that. It also helps with deep emotional healing. It also encourages clear-sighted and open-minded understanding and any of those things that have to do with emotional trauma. And in your particular template, in this carnation, you've dealt with a lot of emotional trauma. Is that true?
Yes, that's true.
Yeah. And so this moonstone, divinely picked for you from Spirit right now, really helps you to understand and see these particular cycles as they come. It's a great healing stone, too. And I'll say this for yourself and any sisters out there. If you're dealing with anything, dealing with menstrual issues, any kind of pregnancy, childbirth, any kind of breastfeeding issues, menopause issues, anything, it helps to balance out the hormones in your system. It encourages the body to repair itself during different cycles. Very good for rejuvenation of hair and skin and all of that. Anything that's associated with the feminine template, this is your stone. Matter of fact, I recommend every sister or any brother who loves a sister have this stone. So that includes everybody. But to begin to get this stone and then take it with you once you clear it and charge it, and we have some amazing moon energy. You can actually sit it somewhere in a window or sit it somewhere outside where the moonlight can hit it to begin to charge that energy of the moon. Very powerful. Take it with you into meditation. Hold it in your hand when you're doing visualization. Even go back and download this show and go back through the vision quest with the moonstones, holding them in your hand to really begin to harness that energy. Very powerful. Yes, yes, yes. Well, thank you so much for calling in, and I hope
I didn't tell you what I was celebrating.
Oh, yes, yes, celebration. We got to get it. What's your victory lap?
Okay, I'm focusing on my spiritual work, all
mm-hmm.
aspects, and I'm being open. And I'm also studying holistic healing.
Oh,
so I'm
love
celebrating
it.
Those things.
Oh, so you're studying holistic healing. Are you taking some classes in holistic healing?
No, I'm not. It's just something that I've been kind of drawn to, and I've been studying
yes.
for a very long time. I was tempted
yes.
to take some classes, but I haven't done it.
You haven't done it. Well, if you think about taking classes, I'll tell you, Dr. Africa, Dr. Layla Africa has an amazing class, an amazing program, and also Queen Afua has an amazing class, an amazing program. I went through her.
I'm familiar with both of them. I have both of their books.
Yes, they both have amazing, amazing classes. So those are some amazing things to get some real insight, and that is a big part of their work that they came to the planet to do. As you know, I went through Queen Afua's class.
Right.
Amazing, amazing sister, and amazing work that she's been doing for over 40 years plus on the planet, and all of her books. I have all of her books. I love them. I use it in my holistic practice that I do as a holistic practitioner. So, yes, beautiful.
So, and could I get a quick reading?
You sure can. I guess you say, Ms. Boo, you're trying to rush me off here.
Yes.
I need to get my stuff. What is you doing? I'm trying to look at the time. So if we get cut off, you definitely know. I definitely want you to call back in. Okay. All right. So now let's take a look. First place I find you is I have you traveling. Let me see. Real interesting here. Let's take a look. I actually show that one of your past lives was that you actually was a gypsy. Yeah, you kind of felt that, huh?
Yes, I can believe that.
Yes, you was a gypsy. And for you was a gypsy, and one of the things that you did as a gypsy was a big part of what you did was dance. Was a lot of dancing. You did a lot of the dancing part of it. Now, here's something. This was a channel that I got a while back with the gypsies, is that once the gypsies started to make their way into Europe, into different places like that, there's a lot of confusion about where people think about the gypsies, and they say that the gypsies are, you know, they don't come out of Egypt. You know, Brother Panic had talked about this on a prior show, and Brother Bobby him and many others, that really the gypsies did come from Egypt. You understand?
Yeah,
they did come out of
Egypt, right?
Yeah. They did come out of there. They came out of that, but they hid a lot of the secrets. And so when the world started to begin to document some of these things of the gypsies at this particular time were not even really telling all of the secrets. It really was them playing games with a lot of the people, and they did not let them into the knowledge that they really possessed and that they really knew. So they really was only giving the world, and even still today what people think about gypsies, they really only have given them a few of these things. Now, what was interesting about you and this particular gypsy and this group that you were with is that you guys were actually teamed up with some more. And so you were teamed up and you actually were traveling alongside with a group of Moors as you were traveling through different parts of actually it feels like what would have been ancient somewhere in Europe. These particular gypsies that you were doing. And one of the things that you would do is that you would actually make bread, would help in the bread making, something dealing with baking bread and selling this particular bread as a gypsy. So these were the things that you actually did, your clothing that you wore and everything. The main thing that you really enjoyed doing was the dancing. But you did find it very, very difficult to keep doing these changes and these moving. And you really hated the fact that you were not accepted as a gypsy. And so often you would walk around with these different disguises on, trying to really disguise yourself so you could fit into the modern day world or the culture of wherever you were. So So that was a big part of your struggle, was that you wasn't able to really fit in where you were as this particular gypsy. And so what happened as a result of this, you was at this particular camp where you were at with the gypsies, and there was another group of gypsies that were actually taken off to go to many different places. And they really did a lot of work when it came to what we would call love potions, or mixing these potions up and to sell this. And so you got connected with them, and you eventually went off with them, and you were with these gypsies, and you were mixing up love potions for people. That was a big part of what you did, was mix up love potions. So I'm curious to know, in this carnation, some of the things that ended up being connected with you here. Now, I will go on to say this, and hopefully we have enough time. What happened is, it's real interesting, that eventually what ended up happening is that the group that you were with, because of some of the things that was done, is that they were trying to actually have you guys killed. But you guys, you ended up in Spain in prison. You were incarcerated in prison for some of the work that you've done. And a lot of times where I see that this prison energy comes up because of some work in a prior life, it's really, really some hard and difficult changes sometimes that you go through in this life of feeling free. Like you can freely do what you want to do. It's just this urgency to really feel like something's holding you back in cases, or even really just being true to who you are for the fear of being persecuted or ridicule for saying this is who I am and this is what I stand for.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. It makes sense, and especially when you say gypsy, because sometimes I'm just so restless, you know. It's like I need to move, I need to travel, I need to get out of town, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, some of the great things that you brought back, so healing and you getting into these modalities of healing is excellent for you. I would love for you to try your hand at mixing up some love potions and see if you can bring that ancient knowledge back online. Because, you mixed up some serious love potions there, sister.
I can use some of that right about now in my life.
Well, hey, I say go for it. I say tap into your records. We're already in there. You know, begin to study those things. Look at those things of the gypsies. Look at that particular time period. See what you can find out. You already had that innate feeling, which is you inside your own records telling you, you know what, I am one of my lives. I know I must have been a gypsy. And begin to work with that, you know, even when it comes to your connection with bread, fresh bread.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Very powerful. Very powerful. All right. Well,
thank you very much, Ms. Balloon. I love you.
I love you, too, and thank you so much for calling in. And when you get ready to mix some love potions, let me know.
All right. Peace and blessings.
All right. Peace and blessings.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, that was beautiful, you guys. I think we have only about 5 minutes left to go in the form, and I'm quite sure that we're about to get cut off. So one of the things that I want to say to you guys is this. It is time to take your victory lap, and I'm so glad that we took the time tonight to stop and to pause and to do that victory lap and to really begin to recognize what that means for all of us so that we can celebrate sort of this new era that we're coming into, the cosmic Akashic Record waves. We rode those waves tonight, and for everyone who did the vision quest and brought back your powerful crystals, hold those crystals. Get the book that I was telling telling you about Melanie. It is love. It's in the earth, the crystal and mineral encyclopedia, the little fantastic, and the last testament. It contains all of your crystals there. This has divinely been shown to me already. So get that book if you can get your hands on it. Look on the web. Look for your crystals. You can also send me your crystals and describe them to me. Describe your vision quest. I'd love to hear that at question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. If you want to get a reading, you know you can always connect with me as well, and you can do that by simply just emailing me again at questionforblue@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you and to connect with each one of you. I look forward to seeing you guys in the readings this week coming up. I know they're going to be amazing as well. And don't forget, Dump It is here. I'm so excited about Dump It. And you'll be hearing more details about that. I'll be able to tell you the website, my developer, my graphic design developer, web developer, the brother Chris, has just said let him get some more things in order before I do that. We'll be looking for a DI team, and I know a lot of you are going to be on that DI team as we unleash Dump It to the cosmos. And so peace and love to all of you guys. Keep doing your work. Keep knowing your magic, making that individual, you know, making, you know, to make a greater, I should say, individual commitment to yourself all day, every day. Magic, living life with a purpose. And I know that that's what we're all about. Peace and love to you guys. This has been a great share tonight. The energy was amazing. Don't forget to download. Thank you, Esther, for holding down Twitter. Thank you, Sister Manya and everyone. Download. Peace and love and much love, warm spirit. And see you guys next week. You know how we do. It's remix, baby. It's remix time. So, everyone, peace and love. Keep rolling in the beat. We'll let that take us out of here tonight. Much love, warm spirit.
There's a fire starting in my heart. Yeah.